it snowballed.
Love Talk Radio.
Man, oh, man.
What up, though? It's your boy, Paige Kennedy. You already know what it is. And you're listening to TheManMindset.com, Dating Help for Men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
What's up? This is T.O., and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, Dating Help for Men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
This is the Shark Damon John, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, Dating Help for Men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
Question, if you're the only one of your kind based on your fingerprint, why not learn your own language that's embedded in your name? Steve is not here to teach you tricks, lies, or gimmicks to blind you. He's trying to open your eyes so you can evolve as a man. This isn't chicken soup. Everyone can't win, but the good news is you can. This show isn't about coming together. Fuck no. This is about being selfish, conceited, and making everything about you. Sure, you can lie to yourself and follow YouTube cults that hook you with catchwords. But the one thing you can't do is cheat the game, especially when the game isn't about women. But if you want to unlock the real you, get your notebook out, ask questions, call in, and evolve.
How's everybody doing? It's your host, Dean Class, is in session. We got a good show. Make sure we got a very good show. Good shout out to everybody. Got to get everything together. Want to welcome you to the show. I am the Dean. Just a few things before we get to the show. Birthday month is this week, so we have discounts on all of our products, so y'all can check that out. If you have a question, just put a Q in the chat and ask your question. We have an answer to your questions that you have. We have a great show for y'all today. We're going to get really, really deep in some stuff today, so we're going to get into it. I just got to pull up the files that I created for you guys for the show, because nobody talks about what we're going to be talking about today, because since the pickup community was created 2 decades ago, they've always kind of steered a lot of you guys wrong as far as how you interact with a woman from the get-go. And we're going to talk about that today, okay? We're going to talk about that today. And we're going to discuss, and shout out to everybody in the chat room, all the guys there. Shout out to you. If you're listening to us, or if you listen to us later on, shout out to you. Appreciate you guys. We got a lot to talk about, but I want you guys to have an understanding of where I'm coming from, so you can understand where we got to go. See, a lot of people would teach you how to approach a woman. And for many of you guys, you have listened to a lot of YouTubes, you try to figure out ways to quote unquote approach a woman, and yet you're not having the results that you want. And this is what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking today about the difference, because there's 2 sides of the spectrum when it comes to the game. Okay, there's 2 sides to the spectrum, gentlemen. On one side, which most of you are used to, and that is approaching women. But then there's a side that most people don't understand or know about, and that is putting your bid in. Okay? And that's what we're going to be talking about today. If you want to send me the screenshot, go ahead. I got you. Send me the screenshot. I'll check it out. But let's look at the history, and let's look at what approaching and why, because before we get to the solution, we have to make sure that you understand where the problem is. Because most guys out there, they see a woman, whether she's online or she's offline, and they have no idea, okay? They have no idea what to say to the woman because they're not working on themselves. And most people are under this impression that you have to approach a woman, and you don't. We don't, as men, we don't approach women, and we'll break that down for the solution part. But for many guys out there, they see a woman that they're interested in, and they try to come up with something that will pique her interest enough to continue the conversation through the phone, online, or what have you. Whether they go set up a profile and they see a woman that they're interested in, they frustrate themselves because they're trying to come up with the right words to say in the profile to introduce themselves to the woman to hopefully draw and capture her attention. And for a lot of guys out there, they fail, but they just don't understand why they fail in the approach. Because what they haven't been taught, and you've never been taught this, is that approaching, or you not being able to approach the right way, is because you'll never be able to approach a woman the right way when all you're doing is approaching a woman. And most people don't understand that. See, a lot of people are always looking at ways to approach women. And what most people don't know is that they have self-sabotaged themselves into doing something that is going to put them in a situation that they don't want to be in because of the approach. Because the approach is attached to a lot of things. And before anybody approaches a woman, they don't understand the mindset that they have while they're approaching. You see, gentlemen, the thing about this show, or the thing that we discuss here that makes us so different, is we're going to get below the surface to have more understanding and more clarity of why approaching will never work for you. And unfortunately, it's not just the fact of the approach. The approach that most people don't understand is that the approach is the reinforcement of why it never goes right for you. Now, please understand, when you do approach a woman, she's going to recognize what you are based off of your approach, because most of you guys throw shit up on the wall hoping something sticks. Yo, baby. Hey, mama. How you doing? What are you up to? Where do you live? Where you're going? You know, all these, they just try to come up with something to try to draw and capture her in. Okay? They try to draw and capture her in. And that's not going to help you, because most guys out there have no idea that the approach will always be the thing that reinforces the fear, confidence, and the anxiety that a lot of guys have, okay? A lot of guys have, and we're going to talk about that today. But let's explain that to you to get so you have more clarity and understanding. See, for a lot of guys out there, they don't understand that everything starts with them and how they feel about themselves. Everything starts how your mindset is the key to all of this, but it's also the key to why you fail. Because a lot of you guys, as I said before, and I'm the only one that talks about building you. You have never created a world or a universe in which you solely operate you for yourself. But what happens for a lot of men out there, because they don't have an understanding of the game, selves, and certain things that we'll discuss, they will automatically try to put a rug over the fear, a rug over the lack of anxiety, a rug over having no confidence mentally. Now, remember, we're not even talking about the approach. Because deep in their mindset, they don't believe in themselves. They don't have a sense of self. They don't have a foundation to stand on. So because of the lack of these things, what these individuals do is that they look for ways to try to cheat the game, or they try to cheat themselves by coming up with approaches. Coming up with ways to say something, and hopefully if I say it right, it will stick and it will draw the woman in and get her attention. But what these men don't understand is that your opponent, the woman, she knows you based off of how you feel about yourself. And when you approach a woman, see, you're not able to put a camera beside yourself or a microphone to listen to yourself when you approach. Because the one thing that you won't ever notice in the game is how you sound when you're trying to fake what and who you are to a woman. You sound like you've always sound, a normal sound. But to the woman, she's going to recognize an individual that doesn't know how he's doing. Prime example. If you were in a city, a state, or a country that you had no idea about, and you ran into somebody because you needed directions, are you going to believe the person that stutters, or are you going to follow the person that gives you clear, concise, transparent directions? And you see, the thing about your mind is that your mind makes sure that you are always going to self-sabotage yourself, because you're not looking at the moves that need to be made. You're just waiting for life to happen and then try to come up with something to justify what it is you're saying. Now, that's just, gentlemen, that is just before you even approach a woman. That is before, okay? Because what we want to do is we want to give you clarity and have you understand the why behind everything. So that means when you are going to talk to a woman, you don't know when it happens. You're just minding your own business. You're either online minding your own business, or you're swiping through an app minding your own business, or You're walking down the street minding your own business. And all of a sudden, you see her. And as soon as you see her, based off of how you feel about yourself, you are either going to do one, well, maybe the first thing, you're going to recognize the beauty in the woman. You're going to recognize her body, or you're going to recognize her look, but you're going to recognize that you are interested in her. But because of the foundation, the weak foundation that you're on, as soon as you recognize that you are interested in that woman, that's when you really begin to self-sabotage yourself, because it's at that point in that moment of your life where you are putting too much pressure on yourself to perform an act to make the woman say or find interest in you. You put a lot of pressure on yourself on what to say or what to text or how do I go about introducing myself to her. Now, I want you to think about this. All of this stuff connects to why you're having the issues, because the greatest issue when it comes to approaching for many guys, it's the number one issue when it comes to approaching. And it's the number one thing that is going to self-sabotage you and kill any momentum you have. And that is the fear of rejection. You see, between you and that woman, that space between the two of you is thought processes that are going through your mind telling you or making you feel like you're not good enough. As you might be typing it or you might approach her, however you begin, it always seems to rise up and begin to tell you that you're not good enough. Or there's a possibility that you're going to get rejected. So you better say the right thing. I mean, look at her. She's beautiful. She's sexy. Look at how she looks. Do you have what it takes? I don't think you do. But you know what? Let's just wing it. Let's just come up with something. Let's say something. And what you don't understand is the approach doesn't hurt you. It's the thought process before the approach that hurts you. The approach is the reinforcement that hurts you. See, most guys think, oh, man, I approached her and I fucked up. I messed up. No, you didn't mess up the approach. What most young men don't understand is that you've messed up the thought of the approach. It's not the approach itself, because the approach itself, gentlemen, is just an action. It's just a reaction to a woman's beauty and her looks that self-sabotages yourself. But yet again, most of you don't ever see or able to hear yourself approaching a woman, because if you had the opportunity to record yourself and the approach, you will see and you will notice things in your voice. Maybe it crackles. Maybe you're a low tone. Maybe you're or just not knowing what to do. But let's look at something for a second. This is we're going to show y'all guys. We want to go deep, but I want to show you something. Now, what you see right here, gentlemen, okay, is what we call BDA. I want you to write down BDA. B before, D during, A after, okay? BDA. And why BDA is so important in this And it's the thing that is going to, it's the sabotage. See, most young men for decades have always tried to figure out, how do I solve the mystery of the approach? Because I'm interested in the woman. I like the woman. Hell, I want to sleep with the woman. But how do I solve promoting, selling, and marketing myself to that woman to show her that I am the guy for her? It's the pressure, though. It's a pressure that a lot of young men get because of BDA. And when it comes to BDA, that is before, during, and after, are nothing but minefields that can destroy your chances with the woman. For some of you, you might get past the B before you walk out that door. Some of you might get during the conversation with the woman, you might get past that point. But some of you will fail afterwards. Some of you may fail before you walk out that door, and some of you are going to fail during the conversation with the woman. And this is not here, and I'm not here to make you feel bad or draw fears in you. I'm just showing you to get understanding of why, as long as you're trying to approach a woman, you're always going to set yourself up for failure. Because every phase, BDA, is the make or the break that kills your chances with a woman when you approach her, or even afterwards. Some of you don't understand. As we said before, the B, we talked about it earlier, when and how you feel about yourself. Before you walk out, what are you feeling about yourself before you walk out that door? What do you feel about yourself when you turn on your computer? What do you feel about yourself when you turn on your phone? The B is very important because, see, the one thing that a lot of young men do that we try to get you to stop doing is lying to yourself, is thinking that you are more than what you are, because it is always going to show what you are doing the BDA with a woman, a BDA with a woman. So as we discussed, before you walk out that door, turn on your computer or turn on your phone, how you feel about yourself is going to be one of the causes that self-sabotages your chances when you talk to women. Now, for some of you guys, you can get past that phase, but then here comes the D, the during. The first interaction you have with a woman puts so much pressure on so many of you guys out there that during this point of the game, most of you guys get nervous, and it's okay. Now, listen, gentlemen, this is not a knock on you to be nervous. Again, I listen, I'm saying this not to make you feel bad. I'm saying this to give you clarity, because once we get, when we go towards a solution, oh, new ball game. But what's important here is to have clarity of the why. You see, the one thing we never do as men is understand the why. Why is it every time I see a woman, I worry about rejection? Why is it when I see a woman, I don't know what to say? Why is it after we exchange information, I don't know what to do? And we're gonna solve that today. We're gonna solve all those things today. But in order to solve them, it is important that we come to grips with looking in the mirror and our truth. Now, just because right now you might not have the skills to put your bid in, we've got to understand why we have to stop approaching. Most of us think that approaching a woman is a good thing. It's not. Approaching a woman is a bad thing based off of BDA. Hey, before, during, gentlemen, and after, okay? Before, during, and after. That's all it is. It's before, during, and after. How you feel before you walk out that door, how you feel during the interaction, and what happens afterwards. Because, like we said before, even before, there's the fear of failure. But afterwards, there's the fear of success. So there's several things that happen to every one of you. And what's beautiful is each and every one of you are in different phases. So the reason I'm talking is because I wanted you to determine. I'm not here to judge you. You determine what phase you're in, whether you're in the beginning phase that you don't believe in yourself, you don't understand yourself, you don't have any type of standard. And then there's the guys that may have a little bit of a standard, but every time I interact with a woman, I just say, it just feels like I say the wrong things. It feels like that every time I try to say something or do something, it comes off wrong, or it comes off creepy, or it comes off like I'm nervous. It didn't come off the way I wanted it to come off. And then there's those that say, okay, well, we exchange information. Oh, shit. What do I do now? What do I say now? What moves do I make now? Oh, no. And all three of these things are self-sabotaging things. Now, let me show you something real quick. Let's get back to the BDA. Now, listen. The problem with the BDA when you are in this phase of approaching, because there is no sense of self, gentlemen, what happens, unfortunately, for a lot of you men out there, is that the pressure is so great, and this is off of the approach. This is why approaching is bad. You feel like that I've got to do something amazing, or I've got to do something to prove myself to this woman. I've got to do something to show that woman that I'm better than all these other guys out there. Because even whether it's in the beginning, during, or afterwards, the fear of rejection is lingering somewhere in there that is putting more pressure on you. And it's not just the fear of rejection. It's the thought process of, she's so pretty. You know what? Okay, I have to prove myself to this woman. So when you approach these situations, okay, when you approach these situations, what happens is that a lot of you guys out here keep constantly poisoning your mind, coming up with approaches that don't define you. See, I want you guys out there, all you guys listening, this is what I want from you. I want all of you guys out there to win with women. But the only way you are going to win with a woman is how you begin to define yourself. You see, we are so busy trying to be what we think the woman wants us to be that we never take the time to look at ourselves and say, I'm good enough the way I am. Now, I understand that it's a hard thought process to say that I'm good enough. But I'm going to show you how you're good enough by today, by stopping from this day forward, saying I will no longer approach a woman. Because, see, what people don't understand about approaching is when you approach a woman, you're saying that, you know what, and you don't realize you're saying this, but you're saying, I'm not good enough when I approach a woman. I'm going to do any circus trick I possibly can to get her attention so hopefully she can like me, or hopefully she's attracted to me, or hopefully she does something. So I have to constantly keep proving myself to this woman. Think about this gentleman. Think about all the women you have been. Oops, dropped my mic. Oh. Think about the women that you approach. Aren't you sick and tired of feeling like you got to prove yourself to that woman? Aren't you sick and tired of sitting around and over and over again, gentlemen, you constantly feel like you're in a battle, not just with the woman, you're in a battle with yourself because you feel like sometimes you may say something or do something and you feel like the conversation's slipping away. The woman is losing interest in me. And you put even more pressure on yourself because you as men don't understand the structure of the game when it comes to putting your bid in versus the approach. 515-605-9373 is the number if you have a question. We're talking today about approaching versus putting your bid in. Now, old boy sent me a message. I'm going to say these messages and we're going to pop these up so I can show you where you went wrong at. But let me keep talking to y'all guys. And I want y'all to write this down because this is what I want you guys to understand. And I say this with nothing but respect for you men out here. It's not your fault. And I will say it again. It's not your fault. You see, unfortunately, no one has really sat you down and broke game down to you. So it's not your fault that you constantly keep self-sabotaging yourself when you approach a woman because you feel that you're not good enough. So you feel that you've got to do a little bit extra to try to get her to like you. Or the fear of rejection is so great that you might not even approach what you like because you're worried about the end result. But I say this right now to you guys listening. It's not your fault. You just didn't know. And you didn't know that you have always self-sabotage yourself looking for new ways to do things outside of yourself that you should build inside of yourself, gentlemen. Did y'all hear what I'm saying? We're going to get deep today. We're going to get deep with the game. Nobody talks about this. We're going to get deep. Okay? We're going to get deep. And I got you guys. If y'all got a question, put a Q in there. We're going to get deep because I want you to understand from this point on, if you're listening to me, you're going to stop approaching women. It's going to stop. You're going to kill that part of you because what you don't understand, your mind wants you to keep approaching women because your mind knows that you're building yourself up for failure when you approach a woman because you don't realize that you are putting yourself in a position to grovel, prove, and beg a woman to find interest in you when there's nothing in the cupboard to reinforce the why. But what you don't understand is you keep doing it over and over again like a cycle, and yet you ask yourself, why is it some days I feel like I can do it, and then when I see her online, I can't? Why is it when I feel like I can do it, text her, but then when I see her outside, I can't? I'm showing you the why, but after we get to the why, because we want to get to the solution, because the solution is important. Remember, I want y'all to understand this. And it's something I showed you a long time ago, and this is why most guys don't understand the sabotage of approaching. You see, some guys would normally say this, Steve, I can talk to women good on the phone, but I can't text them. Or Steve, I can text really good, but I'm terrible on the phone. However you say it, that is part of the lie that a lot of men are telling themselves when it comes to approaching women. Because, and I'm showing you right here, whether it's online, if it's texting, talking, or on the phone, you are the common denominator. See, what we fail to come to grips with is that all of these things of communication are based off of the one common denominator, and that's you. See, a man can't say that I'm good at one thing, is texting, but I can't approach a woman, then he's not good at all, because if the system or the subsystem parts are broken, the system as a whole will not function. Meaning, if you're bad in one thing, you're bad in all things. Because as we try to tell you all about the game, you either have it or you don't have it. So I want you guys to have clarity and understanding of the approach, to understand why the approach is bad. Why is approaching women bad? Because when you're approaching a woman, you're looking for things to say, because you're trying to put together, piece together a conversation to try to sell, market, and promote yourself. Okay, gentlemen? You're trying to sell, market, and promote yourself. And when you're trying to sell, market, and promote yourself, you just don't do it that way. And that's the setup. It's like most people don't understand that they set themselves up for what we call a downfall, because most people out there have never been told about the approach. All we've been doing is always trying to figure out, how do I approach a woman? And if I approach a woman, what do I say to her and how do I say it? And even if we exchange information, what do I do next? What do I say next? How do I move? And we're going to talk about that, okay? So now to wrap up this portion, I just want to say, if there's any other questions on this, let me know. But I want you guys to understand, when you are approaching a woman, or what they call approaching, the reason why it's a bad thing is because you're just throwing things up on the wall hoping something sticks. You're just saying things that come across your mind, or you go online and find something or a way to approach. And if that doesn't work, I'll throw that away and I'll try to grab something else. If that doesn't work, I'll throw that away and try something else. And what happens is that you begin to start to build up in your mind reason why you are going to fear rejection. See, the more you try to grow in this, the more your mind tries to hold you back. And see, most people don't understand the game is always going to start in your mind. It's never going to start when you walk out that door. It's not going to start when you meet that woman. It's not going to start what you say. It's how you set yourself up. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Now, let me grab this real quick. This guy asked me this quick question. Y'all got any questions? Put a Q in there. Let's read this thing. He says, okay, what do you say to the woman? Say less. This is the type of sorcery that catches my attention. Safe to say that you're on the way around the kitchen, of course. Puerto Rican food and soul food, maybe a little bland, but it tastes good. What is this shit you saying to this woman? And then what you're saying is dessert just as sweet? No dessert. Dessert is the best part. Cheesecake and strawberry syrup on top. A little something. This is why, brother, this is the after why you lose. See, I'm going to use this as the after. See, the reason he's losing is because he's throwing shit up on the wall, trying to hold a conversation with a woman that he lost the conversation. Look, guys, let me show you. You want to know how he lost the conversation? Look at her replies. See, when a woman is interested in you, she's not going to give you one-word answers. And you keep reinforcing her giving you one-word answers because you don't know what the fuck you're doing. Guys, watch this. This is why you don't win. Because you're sitting around conjuring up boring-ass conversations that have nothing to do with anything. And as soon as you lost her, gentlemen, I want y'all to see this. Gentlemen, I want y'all to see this. This is very important. I want y'all to see this. He lost her attention with the first message. Is that the first one? Make sure. Yes, the first message. Look at that. One-word answer. Excuse me, two-word answers. Look at that. And every answer is getting worse as it comes. At first, it's of course, which is fucking arrogant. Then no dessert, which is fucking rude. And then she's saying, I don't like dessert. And look what he's doing. And see, this is what we're talking about when it comes to approaching versus putting your bid in. Because most guys out there will always beat around the bush and walk on eggshells when they're approaching, and it's always going to show up. It's either going to show up before, during, or after that you don't know what you're doing. And when a woman realizes that you don't know what you're doing, you're going to get those messages. Let me see if I can find, I had a guy send me something. Let me see if I can find it. I had a guy send me something that I want to share with you guys to give you all an idea of what I'm talking about. Now, when, as a man, you begin to put your bid, I got to make sure I take the number off. Because when I show you this guy, I got to make sure I take the person's number off and stuff. But when you don't approach a woman and do what I'm going to show you what to do, the game itself changes. But I want you guys to understand, see, the before, during, and after is so damaging that when you talk to the woman, you're going to lose interest. And let's go back to it real quick, guys. I want y'all to see this. Look at why she lost interest. Look at what is he saying that is promoting, selling, and marketing who he is. Keyword, who he is. And gentlemen, it's no knock on you, but a lot of you guys have no idea how to lead a conversation, how to lead the woman to a point where she's sending you that. Let me show you the good shit now. Let me pull up some of the good shit. Hold on a second. Because when you put bid in, I'm going to show you the difference between a bid. Oh, shit. I'm going to show you guys the difference between when you put your bid in versus when you approach. Before we get into the bid part, because this is the solution. Because I don't want to harp on the negative, but it's what's important for me is that all you guys out there listening to me understand what I'm talking about and have an idea of why every time I approach, I'm having the issues and problems that I'm having, okay? That's what's important to me for you guys to know that. And now that you know that, we're going to get into the game now. So I hope y'all guys out there have your notebooks out. If y'all want to call in, 515-605-9373. But we're going to talk about bid, okay? Because I want to give you an example of what it looks like when you put your bid in, when you're leading the woman, when you're directing the woman, how it works. All right, so let me take this off and give y'all. I want to give y'all examples. I'll make sure the lines are open, guys. If y'all will call in, if you have a question, please put a cue. Because if you don't understand, this is the time to ask, because we're going to move on. So if you have any questions about the why you shouldn't approach or anything like that, please ask that now, because we're going to get into bid. What is bid? Okay, so we're going to get into that. So. I just wanted to make sure everybody has a clear understanding of why a lot of guys are failing right now. But what I want to show you guys is example when why bid is important, putting your bid in, and the results of putting your bid in. Now, if you notice this right here, okay? Okay, so once you put your bid in, now her saying a few things, depending on what she's saying, is showing you the interest that you should have, okay? See, when you put your bid in, what you're going to show you the difference is that they become more aggressive because they see the value in you. And as you can see right here, I'm super horny tonight. He's like, let's get a hotel, I'm down, all right? He's talking a little bit of yak to her. She's like, oh, yeah, it sounds so tempting. The second message here that you see right here, and what you see between her index and her thumb is wet. The secretion of the juices that are between her legs. Just wanted to show you that, but let's get into it. If you got a question, go ahead and put a cue if you want to call in. I got you. We're going to chop it up. Check it out. Okay. So let's get to understanding what putting your bid in. Why is putting your bid in the thing that you need to start to do? Now, as we said before, approaching a woman that's begging, worrying about rejection, calling her to beg for her time to be placed on her roster, and the results of that, most guys have problems with conversations. They don't know what to say. They don't know how to lead the woman when you approach. But what is putting in your bid? And well, aren't they the same thing, putting your bid and approaching women? No, they are on two sides of the spectrum. You see, gentlemen, when a man puts in his bid, now get your crayons out because we're going to break some stuff down. When a man puts in his bid, that man builds himself up before he walks out the house. And when he is in, and when he's interacting with the woman for the during part, there's no fear, there's no worry, there's no rejection, and the reinforcement is going to come in afterwards based off of what he does before when it comes to your bid. Gentlemen, I'm the only one that tells you about rehearsing and sound checks. I'm the only one that tells you the importance of sound checking and rehearsing before you walk out that door. You see, the one thing that most guys don't ever put time into is not only themselves, but how they market, promote, and push themselves to show that I am the opportunity. See, the man that can rehearse and sound check his communication skills is the man that's going to start to believe in himself. Gentlemen, it's just, it's no different than what it was like when we were in kindergarten. It's no different. Remember when we were small and we saw those numbers, you know, 1 to 10, and we're like, oh my God, I don't know how to count. Or we saw the alphabet when we was young and we're like, God damn, what the fuck is this? Or we learned in cursive for the first time. How do I do that? We always sat there and was a little worried and a little intimidated by it. But based off of how you rehearsed your numbers, your alphabet, and everything in between, that you built up a confidence in yourself where you believed in yourself so much that you begin to make the game about you. See, gentlemen, the difference between putting your bid in and approaching, see, when you approach the woman, you're making it about the woman. You're making it about pleasing the woman, running behind her. Hopefully she gives me crumbs and hopefully she likes me and hopefully this and all that other stuff. But when you put your motherfucking bid in, it's all about you. I'm going to say it again. This is why bid is so important, because putting your bid in will always be about you. And the confidence, swag, and arrogance that comes along with you rehearsing and sound checking who you are and how you present yourself to everybody. See, when you're approaching, you try to fit into the box or the circle or the square or the triangle or the rectangle of the woman. You try to fit into what you think that woman is. But when you put your motherfucking bid in, there is no triangles, squares, or rectangles, because you're like this. It's about me. It's about my world. It's about my standard. It's about what I want. And if you choose not to get with me, see, approach is get with you. Bid is you getting with me. Remember, approaching is what can I do to get with you? Bid is what are you going to do to get with me? See, two totally different sides of the spectrum. See, and we're going to break down the bid and why you feel this way. Because of the work and dedication that you put into yourself, that it doesn't matter what's in front of you, because all you're doing is following the script that you created, not me, that you created. See, the thing is, let's go to the approach. See, when you approach, there is no script. You're just trying to fit in where you get in. But when you have a bid, not only do you know what to say before you meet her, you know what to say during, and you know what to do after, because it's already scripted and you know the script and you just look to the script. You just look to the script. You don't look at the woman. You don't look at the individual. You look at what you got to do. Because when you put your bid in, what you're saying is, first, let's go to the approach. When you're approaching a woman, it's your lucky day. Well, I hope the sun, moon, and stars line up, and hopefully she's interested in me, and hopefully I can say something to her to get her to be interested in me. That's when you approach. When you put your motherfucking bid in, you're saying that, you know what? Boy, it sure is lucky of you to have run into me. Oh, man, you're so lucky that I was on my computer going and checking things out, and I noticed you. You're lucky. See, people don't understand, but I'm going to explain why putting your bid in is powerful. Because it will never be your loss, because there is no rejection when you put your bid in, because all you're doing is following your script, not my script. All you're doing is following what you have rehearsed and done sound checks on, and all you're doing is following your script. You see, mostly the reason why most men fail is because we're so busy looking outside of ourselves. We're so, see, our perception is muddled by what we think. And we look at a woman and we think that she's better than us when you approach, because we feel like we're not good enough. Because we've never sat down and created our world to our specifications and just followed the script. Just followed the script. Believed in the script in your mind, gentlemen. In your mind. And just do it. And let the chips fall where they may. But let's talk about the things that you're going to have to understand about bid, because this is not just a pick up and do thing. You've got to understand this. You see, men just put their bid in. You know, I've hollered this girl. You know, I saw her. I'm going to get, look, all I'm doing when I meet a woman is give her the opportunity to either fuck me or suck my dick. That's all I'm doing. Giving her the opportunity. I'm going to give you the opportunity to be with me. I'm going to give you the opportunity to prove yourself to me. I'm going to give you the opportunity to see if you're even worthy enough to be on my roster when you put your bid in. Because remember, bid is about me, my, and I. But see, when you're approaching, it's about the woman. Let me please you. Let me kiss your ass. Let me put fruit at your feet. Let me put you on a pedestal. And hopefully you don't reject me. See, that's why approaching doesn't work, because approaching, you don't work on yourself. You just try to work on an approach to use to a woman. And hopefully it's the right approach for the right woman. And that's the problem, gentlemen. Let me check the phone lines real quick because we're breaking it down. Let me bring in 979. Hold on 1 second. 979. Shit. 979, real quick. What's your question, sir? How can I help you?
Hey, Steve. I got two questions for you.
Yes, sir.
Number one. So I met this chick at a park yesterday, and she was roaming around with her dog, and I just struck up a conversation with her. I said, I find you attractive, and I like to hook you up with this. Like, I literally used the word hook up with you at some point, and she gave me a number. I actually gave her my number, and she hit me back the same night. And I called her today in the evening because I was free, and I just felt like, you know, speaking with her, I just wanted to, like, make it quick. So she didn't pick up the call, but 20 minutes ago, she gave me a call, and she said that she is down to meet up. And she'll be sending me her address after a few minutes, and I can go pick her up, and then we can drive her out. So question is, if I do end up banging her this night, this might be my quickest fuck ever. And it would be, quote-unquote, you know, like, exactly because of the direct game approach. So that's number one.
You failed already, but go ahead. What's your second question? Go to your first question. Let me tell you why you failed. Is he putting his – now, for those that's listening, this is how game works. Is he putting his bid in, or is he approaching? And the reason you're going to fail is because you're letting that motherfucking woman lead you. She's leading you. Do you not see that?
It was me who came up with all the ideas, and she just accepted them. She did not give anything that
came up with the ideas. See, you don't have to come up with anything when you put your bid in, brother. When you approach women, you come up with shit. See, this is why the game is so deep over here. But you said, okay, she gave your address to pick her up. So what's the question? What's your first question? She's coming to pick you up. What's your question?
So my question is, I would like to make it my quickest fuck ever. I know what to do, but I'm just thinking.
If you know what to do, tell me what you're going to do when she pulls up. What are you going to do when she pulls up?
When she pulls up, I'm just going to take I'm just going to let my mouthpiece do all the work.
You don't have a mouthpiece. Stop. Time out. You don't have a mouthpiece. What if you have a mouthpiece, tell us all what you're going to say to her. When you see her, what are you going to say?
I'm just going to have her sit in my car, and you're going to drive around.
And what do y'all talk about?
You're going to talk about, the first, I can't avoid that, but the first 5 to 7 minutes would be the general quote-unquote interview questions.
But it's stop right there. Whoa. Guys, y'all have to understand that I'm a bad motherfucker, and I'm showing y'all why you lose. You want to have, let me get this straight. She's picking you up.
No, I'm gonna go pick her up. I'm gonna go pick her up.
Bo, she told you to go pick her up.
No.
Right?
So,
she said you go pick me up.
She did not ask me.
Come pick me up.
No. Like she did not invite me to come pick her up. I actually told her that I'm gonna come pick her up in these many minutes. Get ready. She wanted to take a shower, like some shit like that. So she
call her, pick her up and do what?
Pick her up, get her in my car, drive her around.
Sir. When you talk to a woman and instruct her, are you just said I'm going to pick you up. Do you see why you're losing? You're not even defining what we're doing when I pick you up. Because if I'm going to pick you up and we're going to mess around, I'm going to make it known that I'm picking you up because we're going to mess around. And if you say, see, your problem is you're hoping that after you do 7 minutes of boring-ass interviewing questions, her pussy's going to get wet and she's going to want to fuck.
Only the first 10 minutes. After that, I'm going to go into the real game.
What is the real game? Please explain to me. I don't know game. Teach me. All right, you're done with the interviewing questions. What are you going to say next?
I mean, I will ask her everything that a non-average guy just has, just does. I mean, not like what she does for a living, where does she go to school, and not all that bullshit. I'm just going to go touch her, that side of her that has not been touched for years.
What side of her that hasn't been touched? Tell me, what side is that hasn't been touched?
I'm just gonna ask her what are her what does she do in her life?
You're going
to ask her.
So you're gonna ask her.
I do not have a very sophisticated word for this, I will try my best to do that.
All right. Why don't you call her up right now and I'm gonna be quiet, and let's hear you put a little bit of game on her before you pick her up.
I mean, it actually depends on the context. I'm not sure.
No, wait. I'm just trying to show y'all. I'm just trying to prove a point. When you this is the difference between bid and approaching, because if you knew what you're doing, you could call her right now and let her know, when I pick you up, I know this nice, quiet, intimate spot where I'm going to take you, where we are getting away from everybody. Call her and tell her that.
I'm not gonna take her to any spot. I'm just gonna take her over to my crib.
Okay. Did you tell her you're taking her to your crib?
Not explicitly, but
wait, sir. It's best you let her know where she's going, so she doesn't waste your time. But this is what is wrong when you don't know what the fuck you're doing. So you know what? Why don't you man up, call her and let her know I'm going to pick you up and bring you back to my place? Because that's what you're doing, right? Right?
Exactly.
So then can you call her and tell her that?
I cannot do that because I don't want to jump on the
web.
Yeah.
If you're going to take her to your place, why aren't you man enough to call her and tell her I'm taking you to my place? Why do you got to do it on the street? Because what?
Because I don't want to jump from A to Z. I just want to go from A to C and then to Z.
You just said that I'm going to pick her up, I'm going to ask her a bunch of boring fucking questions, and then I'm going to touch her with places she's never been touched before, then I'm going to take her back to my place. What fucking fairy tale are you living? But wait. So if you're about that life, then you should have no problem calling her and telling her what the fuck you're going to do.
I cannot say it in like 2 minutes. I cannot say that.
Oh, no, wait, I just said it to you. I'm going to pick you up. We're going to hang out for a little bit, then go back to my place. There you go. You can't say that. Then call her and tell her. If you're really going to do it, why can't you call her and tell her?
Steve, I've already done that like half an hour ago.
Because you're scared. Okay, brother.
I'm not scared.
Brother, call her and tell her. Because you want to know
why? Why would I?
Because that's what men do.
Why would I repeat the same thing twice?
You know why?
Same thing twice in less than half an hour.
You know why? Because I'm not wasting my time. Because you know what's going to happen? You're that guy that's going to do all that bullshit, try to get into your place. And as soon as she says no, you'll be the first one to call her a bitch. You'll be the first one to say she ain't shit. You'll be the first one to talk bad about her when you knew the whole motherfucking time she didn't want to go to your place.
You can say that, but I'm never going to call any girl a bitch just because she does, like, she didn't come with me.
Then why don't you do what men do? We put bid. That's bid. I'm going to tell you what we're going to do, and either you're going to do it or you're not. Versus I'm going to backdoor, sidebar, walk on eggshells like I have no experience with women, that I'm desperate, needy, and thirsty, and I'm grateful that I get to put gas in my car, drive all the way across town to pick you up, to beg and barter my way into your pants.
Okay.
So are you going to call her or not? Because if you're not, let's go to the same question, because you already lost, because you're scared.
Okay, you can say whatever, but I just said that you were almost half an hour
ago.
I just said that.
It's not whatever. I just explained to everyone listening to me the last hour of you are the perfect example of what I'm talking about. Because now that you're in it, you don't know what to do. You don't know what to say. You don't know how to say it. And you're afraid to tell her your truth. You're afraid to tell her what your intentions are, because you know if you do it, she ain't going to ride with you. So you rather have her in the car and shut your ass down than you be a man and tell her what the fuck you're going to do.
Why should I tell her the same thing that I just told her half an hour ago? Why should I call her again and tell her the same thing that she has just listened to?
What did you tell her half an hour ago? What did you tell her half an hour ago?
I had her on the phone. I said, this is okay. This is what I said to her is the following. I said, I'm going to come pick you up. We drive around, and then we're going to get back to my place.
And what did she say?
She said she's going to take a shower, and she's going to send me the address, which I'm still waiting on. Hopefully, she's going to. If she doesn't send me the address, who gives a fuck?
All right, well, let's up the ante.
Right.
Why don't we drive around and go into, I'm going to pick you up and bring you back to my place then?
This is exactly what I told you, Steve.
No, you didn't tell me that. You said you're going to drive around. I'm saying we're going to drop driving around and wasting my fucking gas, and we're going to get right to you coming back to my place. You can't do that?
No, I cannot do that.
Then, okay, what's the next question? I can see. What's the next question? You're wasting my time.
Okay,
what's the next question?
Okay, next question is, how do you – okay, so this is a very personal question, and I had some experiences. How do you vet a woman for STDs? Like, how do you vet her?
Okay, brother, I want you to understand – excuse me. I want you to understand what I'm about to tell you.
Okay.
You have no confidence. You have no skills.
Okay.
You have no bedroom skills. You have no laws, rules, codes, or principles. You don't can't put flavor in a woman's ear. You can't put flavor in a woman's eye. You have no idea what you're doing. And yet, you got somebody you just met that wants to come over to your place and sleep with you. Do you not see the red flag?
Okay.
Do you not see the red? Okay, if a woman wants to sleep with you and you ain't got any game, what do you think she might be carrying with her because she's giving it up so easy to a guy who has no experience, sir? Okay, let me give you an example. When I was a little lad and when I was growing up in the young, they used to have this thing called a TV show called Friday the 13th, right? It's about a hatchet-wielding kid that grew up and killed anybody that went to that fucking lake, okay? And they had this big-ass sign that said Camp Crystal Lake. And everybody knew that there was a murderer or murders happened at that lake, and yet they didn't read the signs, and they kept staying at that lake to get killed because they missed the sign that's right in front of them. You don't have game. You are not equipped to do what you're doing because you think because she wants to sleep with you, you have game. Remember, if you don't have experience with women and they want to sleep with you, what do you think? Do you think you're the only guy?
No.
So I just tell you, hey, listen, if I'm you, put on 3 rubbers.
Gotcha.
So if you want to know, I'm just letting you know, if a woman wants to sleep with a guy with no experience, you better be careful. I'm just letting you know because you guys want sex so bad. I don't want you to catch any kind of herpes or anything in your mouth. I'm just saying that you want her to come over your place so fast that you, what can you tell me about this motherfucking woman?
I can't say anything.
So you're going
like, to... I mean, like that is my
gonna,
question.
You're going to fuck
question.
A woman
like,
that you know nothing about? I'm sorry?
Is that always true? Is it always true?
There's nothing always. I can't generalize. I'm saying you're not reading the Camp Crystal Lake sign. You have no game. You're boring.
Okay.
You don't know what the fuck you're doing, and yet you meet somebody who you know nothing about that you're going to pick up, drive around, and then take her back to your place and fuck. And you know shit about it. And then you're asking me about disease? You don't see it?
So then, I mean, now here's the thing. Even if you got very tight game, and if it doesn't take you more than 2 days to bring a woman back to your crib, does it mean you got tight game, or like does it mean that she's like she has something? That is a contradiction that I find.
This is what I'm saying. I don't know what she has or what she doesn't have. Okay, all I'm saying is that when you don't have game, and you're talking to a woman, and you know nothing about her. Because you're so desperate to fuck, you're willing to put your dick in anything because you're so desperate. You're so desperate, you can't even tell me anything about this woman. Hey, wait, where'd you meet her, on Tinder?
No, it was just at a park.
You met her where? Where'd you meet her?
At a park nearby my apartment.
All right, listen, I'm not saying she has disease because I don't want to scare you. I'm just saying that
exactly.
it's kind of odd that you, who has no experience, meets a woman that you know nothing about, and you're going to have her back at your place just to fuck her.
Okay.
So I hope, listen, I hope she doesn't have anything. Good luck. But I don't, the reason why you lose is because you don't know, you don't have any experience in the bedroom, man. You don't. Because if you had experience in the bedroom, you would have cut out that drive around shit and tell her fucking ass, we're going back to my place. But you can't even do that.
Okay. I hear you.
All right. Okay, good luck with you, brother. I wish you the best of luck, okay?
Thank you.
All right, take care. All right, thank you for the call. And, guys, this is, hey, guys, no knock on them, man. It's just what it is. Guys, this is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about. Let's get back to the game. See, let me tell you why putting your bid in is the most crucial part of the game when it comes to the game. Because there is no rejection when you put your bid in. There is no worry when you put your bid in, because what you're saying is the world revolves around me. And today is your lucky day. Today is your lucky day. Now, hold on, let me read this. Text message. In response to me taking her up the tree message, take me up the tree. I prefer to be closer to the ground with the sand between my feet. Okay, well, this is what you say, DN. You say, DN, tell her this. Write this down, DN. This is how a game works. Look, I can do everything. Now, mark this at 2:22. I can do everything I can to put your feet in the sand. But the problem is that the moment you and I get together, you're going to be floating on air, because the words and things that I'm going to do to your mind and your thoughts are going to be so deep, you're going to feel like you're floating every time you text, message, or get at me. But what I would love to do right now is that I'm free Saturday or Friday at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, you pick the time. Let's go ahead and get together and see if you're going to have the sand at your feet or you're going to be floating on air. Send that to her right there. That's gay. Oh, boy. Y'all got to change the language. Stop approaching. The reason the woman looked okay, this is what y'all don't understand about when you throw shit up on the wall. Women have a creepy, weirdo vibe from guys that don't know what they're doing. And when you, quote unquote, approach women versus put your bid in, you don't know what you're doing, and that's why you're getting what you're getting. And that's why I'm telling y'all, stop approaching. Stop approaching. See, when you approach, you don't know what you're doing, and that's what's going to kill your game, because you don't know what you're doing, because you don't rehearse or sound check the things you got to do. We're going to talk about that right now. Let's get into that. I want to show y'all game, man. I want to show y'all something. Okay. Now, what you see right here is this is all about putting your bid in. Oh, I'm sorry. Shit. Wrong number. I'm sorry, I put the wrong number up. Okay, so what we want to do is we want to talk about and discuss your bid. Now, putting in your bid and why it is crucial and important to understand the rules of it, okay? I want to show you the rules of your bid. In order for a man to truly put his bid in, and I got it right here, hold on a second. In order for a man to truly put his bid in, okay, he must have knowledge of self. He must have knowledge of women. He must have knowledge of dating, knowledge of sex. He must also have self efficiency, meaning that he believes that no matter what he does, he's going to succeed. Even in what you humans call failure is success to me because I don't fail. I don't lose. All I do, hey, I learn. I don't lose, okay? But you also have to have a self-image and a self-identity of what not only do you what do you represent to yourself and what do you want to represent to the world when you before you walk out that door, gentlemen? Because when you put in your bid, you're saying that I'm the shit. You're saying that I have come down from Mount the land of ass and titties, taking the form of man, and you're, hey, look, I am here to make your day. That means, see, when you put your bid in, you're not looking at her body, and you're not looking at her beauty, and let me tell you why. When you put your bid in, you talk to so many beautiful motherfucking women, she ain't special. She's just a regular piece of grass in the yard. Nothing special when you put your bid in. Because you never, when you put your bid in, gentlemen, you're not making it about the woman. You're making it about yourself. You're saying that I can't worship you. I can't tell you how beautiful you look because I'm too busy worshiping myself. Look, the reason I'm talking to you is because, yeah, you got my curiosity, but you know what? You ain't the only beautiful woman that I talk to. That's all I do is talk to beautiful women with beautiful bodies. And gentlemen, and what I'm saying to all you guys out there, I don't care. When you put bid in, you don't care. Talk to one beautiful woman, she shoots you down. Okay. Talk to that one, she shoots you down. Talk to that one, she shoots you down. And you still just pie piping. Talk to the next one, she shoots you down. Talk to that one, she down. Okay, cool. Go to that one. She might be down. That one may not be. And all you do one by one by one by one by one is you are giving every woman you meet the opportunity to fuck you. See, when you approach women, you're begging for the pussy. You want to beg and barter and try to please her when you approach. But when you put your bid is based off of you and what you know about yourself. That's where the confidence comes in that. The confidence comes in that when you recognize what you are and you just stand on what it is you do, what it is you rehearse, and what it is you sound check. And I'm going to give you all some examples of that. Let me check the phone lines real quick. 515-605-9373. 757, what's your question, brother? How can I help you?
So how you doing?
How you doing, sir?
I wanted to say what you're saying about the bid. I understand it from the perspective, like you were saying, it's your brand pretty much. Like where I work at is a lot of government contractor type situation, and main reason why you get it ain't just on the level of how you price your, you know, the work you're willing to do, but
yes,
also,
sir.
You know, if you go around, people know your work is good. So pretty much if you're a guy out here in the field and you know how women talk amongst themselves, girlfriends at the beauty salons, you know, whatever they're around in a social setting, and they know about your brand, so to speak, then whether it's not just on a sexual level or anything else, you'll gain more, like you said, as far as them coming at you than you being the thirsty dude doing the cold approaches at the grocery store, at the gym, where a female friend of me told me the other day.
But, okay, wait. One second, check it out. See, here's a problem with – see, you listen to the word that you use, cold approach. Mm.
Yeah,
we don't cold approach. We just go after what we want. And there's no such thing as cold approach. when you're putting your bid in is that I see you and I'm going to give you the opportunity to suck my dick. That's all I'm doing. That's all I'm doing. And
but do you look for choosy signals that phrase people say as far as she giving you that?
Look, if I see it and I want it, I'm going to give it the opportunity to fuck me. I'm not going to sit around and wait for it to happen to me because, again, the world revolves around me. Why would I not give her the opportunity to suck my dick? Why would I sit around and wait? Why wait?
I got you.
All that choosing signal, all that stuff, see, that is on the side of the approach because, see, the guy is so afraid of rejection, he wants to make sure that the woman at least talks to him to give him an inkling that she's interested. And even though she does that, he's still going to fuck
it up.
You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha. And you're giving her all the power, which most women will tell you they don't really want the power. They want to see the power to be administered by the man to know if he's truly that man to begin with.
Yes, 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 yes. So what I'm saying is this. I'm not waiting around, and they can talk all they want about me. Because I don't care if I have a bad reputation. Because here's the best thing about having a bad reputation. You don't know how many women pull you aside and say, what's wrong with me? What are you talking about? So you always talk to women. What's wrong with me? Why aren't you talking to me? What shit? You see what I'm saying?
I got you.
What I'm saying, brother, is this. Creating a bid starts off with you learning how you approach women. And it's and it's one approach. You don't have to change it up. You just got to be clear. I always tell you guys, clear, concise, transparent.
Okay.
I introduce myself. I let you know why I came over there. I let you know what my intentions are. Call me. That's it. That's it.
I got one question. I got one more question before I get off. As we know, do you also believe in the different classes of types of women in which if you deal with this certain type of woman, she's more easy, like the guy that called earlier, or do you believe they're all the same, they just choose on the certain guy they're willing to, I say, they flip the host switch on, so to speak. Some guys can't find that host switch. And other ones can flip it on with a blindfold in a dark room with no problem because they got that game.
All right, peep game. I've always said women are like music. You got your classical, your R&B, your hip-hop, your jazz, your blues, your pop, your rock, your goth, your metal. Every woman is different. But they have one thing in common, and they are driven by their motherfucking emotions. That's what they all have in common. Now, I don't know if she's a hey baby, a yo mama, or what's up girl. I don't know if she's a freak or a girl and all that, but guess what? I don't give a fuck because I'm only thinking of how I'm going to approach her. I'm only following my script. I don't give a fuck what she is because I always tell you guys one thing. What did our mother teach us when we were kids when adults talk? What is the thing we are taught? To say, excuse me, right? Right? So, peep game. Excuse me has no color, race, religion, or political affiliation. It works with every woman, and it doesn't matter what she is because I'm interrupting her day. That's the truth, right? I'm interrupting her day.
Yeah.
I'm not right. So if I'm interrupting her day, there's nothing wrong with saying excuse me because I'm being courteous. Now, if I say excuse me, she's got an attitude, she's doing me a favor. Because here I am
being courteous. You a window to herself.
I'm being courteous, and she's acting like a bitch. Yeah. So you're lost. Goodbye. You see what I'm saying? It cuts out the, hey, baby, yo, mama, what's up, girl, trying to throw shit up on the wall. I know I'm interrupting your day. So I'm definitely going to excuse myself because I'm interrupting your fucking day. That's the truth. Listen,
what is this?
Truth. That's all I'm hitting her with. Truth. I know I'm interrupting your day. But I'm going to let you know why I'm stopping you. When you are putting your bid in, I'm telling you why I'm stopping you. Because you caught my eye. I'm telling you. Right. I came over here because there was something on you that caught my eye. Is that not the truth? That's the second truth.
That's straight fact.
Right. The third truth is, I know that she knows I want to have fuck. As soon as you say I had a woman, she knows you want to fuck. So I'm not going to tell you. I'm sorry.
Well, how do you try to beat that? How do you try to beat that? That because again, that show that come on HBO Max, the F boy tag with someone. Oh, you an F boy? You an F boy? I can't deal with you.
What's the F boy? You talking about fuck boy?
Yeah.
Wait, is she saying that to you?
I've been called that with females I used to smash like 2-3 years ago when I tried to get back up with them after like a couple months of not talking to them.
But that's later on. What I'm saying is that all I'm doing is going to give you the opportunity to suck my dick and fuck me by letting you know why I came over here and what my intentions are. My intention is I want to get to know you in a more intimate way because I don't want to be your friend. I don't, because caller, this is the first time we ever talk. What is the biggest bitch that women have about guys today? What do you think that is?
Oh, I think pretty much dudes coming with like fake ulterior motives and saying one thing or really they want just to fuck.
The biggest bitch is this. Why is it always got to be about my body? Why can't it be about me? Why can't it be about my personality? Why is it always got to be about, say, right? Do they not bitch about that?
Yeah.
So what I'm doing is I'm setting that up because she ain't ready for that. Because I tell her I want to get to know in an intimate way. What do you think she's going to think? What do you think when she hears the word intimate? Sex. Right? She's going to think intimate and think sex. I want her to think sex. So then I not only can correct her, I can educate her. Even though I'm sexually attracted to you, truth. See that? Everything true so far. Even though I'm sexually attracted to you, sex is not enough. Because I'm trying to find out, you ready? If your fucking character matches that ass you got. Because if your character don't match that ass, I ain't fucking with you. You can't be on my team with a bad character.
True. I got you.
How many men challenge women to be better fucking women? They don't do that. They always just they're pleased that she said yes, or they're grateful. But how many motherfuckers challenge the woman to be a better woman? You gotta
but
be
the issue with that,
ass and titties. I'm sorry?
But the issue with that is around most areas, you could try to make a woman better. It could be five other guys say, no, baby, you good. You good the way you are. And she'll go along with those five lames.
You're trying to make her a
better
woman. I'm not trying to make her a better woman. I'm saying she's got to be a better woman. I'm not trying to make you better. I'm just saying, if you want to get with me, you have got to produce and show me why you should be on my team. Because they do that to you guys. If you don't produce, you're the chauffeur. If you don't produce, you're putting up a Christmas light. If you don't produce, you're a dinner, a bank account. See that? So what I'm saying, when I put my bid in, it's about getting on my team. It's about me. You have an opportunity to be with me. That's what you get, excuse me, when you show me that your character matches that body of yours. Because here's the thing. I just don't fuck with anybody. You got to be special. You got to have qualities about yourself because, listen, you're not the only one. She's going to recognize I'm a ladies' man. Because only a man that has experience is going to do what? Challenge a woman to be better. See, when you don't have experience, you accept the crumbs that women give you. Well, I don't know crumb, and I'll think about it crumbs, and I maybe, and I'm not sure. And you motherfuckers gobble all that shit up. Nah, fuck that. This is what's going to happen. You call me. Here's my number. You call me. And when you call me, I'm going to tell you our story of how I met you because it's all about me again. I'm minding my own business and I saw you and I'm giving you the opportunity to be with me. And I don't give a fuck what she say. I'm setting up the date.
So pretty much, So pretty much then.
What's up?
I'm about to say, and to close out the call, the analogy, you should look at yourself being like a star team, Lakers, the Yankees.
No. It's on there. I want you beyond that. I want you Thanos. I want you a celestial. I want you to be a creator of your universe. Fuck that Lakers shit and all that. No. You create your reality. You create your universe. Mm. If you create your reality, you create your universe, and you create how you operate, and you stand on the highest pedestal that you can put yourself on, why the fuck are you begging a woman for shit?
True.
Would I run behind a woman when I'm the creator? It's about me. And all I'm doing is giving you the opportunity to suck my dick. And I'm going to give you the opportunity to fuck me. Because you know what? Women think the same way. What are you bringing to me to get this pussy? But we have never been taught to think this way. We've mm-hmm. always been taught to run behind these women because they're special. What the fuck is special about the grass in your yard? Isn't it all the same? They might be a little
different. Ain't nothing motherfucker.
It's all the same, right? It's nothing special about these women. But we make them special because of the lack of love that we have for ourselves. But we try to prove ourselves to women. Men don't prove shit. I know that if you get with me and take this Willy Wonka golden ticket, my number, the amusement rides are good. It's a wrap. I'm going to take you to places. Because here's the thing. I'm not trying to fuck you. I'm just showing you why you should fuck me. And people can't even imagine thinking that way. Have you ever heard anybody tell you, you know what? I ain't trying to fuck that woman. I'm going to show her why she sucked my dick. When's the last time you heard someone say that? See what I'm saying?
Well, I got you.
But see, this is what I'm saying when you put your bid in. See, your bid means that you know yourself inside and out, and the work that you put on yourself, and you bust your ass so much on yourself, why the fuck wouldn't you make it about yourself? Why would I work on me to just kiss your ass, beg for some pussy, and beg for your time? Mm-hmm. Are you fucking kidding me? Why would I do that?
True.
But, the thing is, when you put your bid in, it attaches to asshole, cocky, conceited, arrogant, jerk. He thinks he's God's gift to the world. You goddamn right.
Narcissistic
I am.
And all that shit.
Hey, I'd rather be called all that than, you're sweet and kind and nice and thoughtful and understanding of my feelings. And what did I tell you? I know you're new to this, and I got your other calls. You remember, if you're listening to me, what did I tell you about Walt Disney? Remember, there's two sides of Disney. Remember I talked about Mickey Mouse? There's two sides of Walt Disney, right? There's always the good guys, right? But what else? What's on the other pendulum that these girls watch? The bad guys. The bad boys. The ones that didn't give a fuck. The ones that did what they wanted. They saw both sides when they were young. So now as they get older and they want to be bad, they can't be bad to somebody that's good. You want to know why? Because the good motherfucker is going to judge her. Oh, you're a slut. I can't believe you did that. Oh, you're nasty.
Yep.
Right. But I'm bad. I'm a bad motherfucker. And you want to be bad, you can be bad with me. And I'll make you even better when you get – right. I ain't judging you. I'm not here to judge you. I just want to see, do you qualify? Do you qualify to be on my roster – to suck my dick, cook for me, clean for me, and give me back massages? I'm serious. But see, people can't imagine thinking that way about themselves because they think women are special. If you talk to beautiful women all the time, they are just the same. There's nothing different about a beautiful woman. They're all beautiful. They become the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that we place them on special. Versus placing ourselves on a pedestal. See, the man mindset is placing yourself above everybody. Everybody. Worshiping you to a point where you are such a badass. When you see a woman, it's not about rejection. It's about, hey, I'm about to make somebody's day. When I get done with her, she's going to, when she's going to sit around in her, when she's in her 80s, she's going to tell her grandkids about that bad motherfucker that rolled up on her. You know what I mean? That's what I am. You see what I'm saying, my brother?
I got you. I got you.
And that's when you put your bid in. But I'm going to break that down some more. So check that out. But I got to grab these other calls and stuff, man. But thank you for the call, big dog. Okay. If you got another question, just get back at me. Okay.
I appreciate you.
I respect to you, man. Respect, brother. All right, 213, then 786. 213, what's your question, brother? How can I help you?
Yo, Dean, I felt like every man needs to learn pickup in their life because it was grow them and they will reach the next level in life, bro. Like, for real.
What do you pick up, like, what? What are you picking up? Pick up what?
I'm talking about PUA. You feel me? PUA.
Yeah, but what are you picking up?
Approaching women.
But why? What is so special about a woman where you got to learn how to pick them up?
No, because you know why? Like, the pickup community teach you to take action right then and there. Like, it's a certain structure, how to get laid right then and there. You know, you screen them. You get their logistics down.
Oh, so, listen. Like, here's the beautiful thing about the man mindset. I'm not here to change your mind. If you think that bullshit, thank it. I'm not here to change your mind. If you
I'll fuck with some of your material, too.
Don't fuck with my material. No, you stick with that pickup bullshit because...
No, when it comes to approaching,
men don't pick up, brother. Men don't approach. Give me a pickup.
Bro,
give me a pickup line. Give me a pickup that you give to a woman.
No, I mean, if I see a lady, I saw you and thought you was cute, I had to come meet you.
Okay, you saw
you know,
thought you was
like
cute.
That.
Okay. Wait a second.
I might come at her indirect.
You saw her, you thought she was cute, you had to meet her. And then what?
It all goes on her energy. Like, if she's receptive, then I'm going to...
I saw you and I thought you were cute. Well, Jesus Christ, are you... Wait. Are we in elementary school? I saw you and I thought you were cute. Oh, my
brother,
God.
That worked right there.
Okay, but do you have a question? Because I'm going to grab 78. Do you have a question? Because I got to continue teaching game and not no bullshit.
Nah,
I be hearing. Okay.
Hey, real men don't need game, but I be hearing you speak down about the PUA community, and I would like to know, did a PUA guy knock one of your girls back in the days before you got married?
No. It's do you understand who created that shit, that pickup shit? Do you know who created that?
You don't say mystery.
Why don't you do a little history lesson? And realize that them motherfuckers—that's your God right there. You please understand that's your God right there.
I don't follow the dude. I fuck with RSD.
Well,
RSD.
Listen. Wait. Then why aren't you on RSD's channel, then, brother? Go to RSD. This is for men.
Because you know why?
Men.
I'm gonna tell you because I'm a student of the game. I get games.
Hey, listen. I wish you the best of the luck in your endeavors, but this ain't the place for you. We teach men here.
You're a cool dating coach. If I was in a relationship, I would, like, come to you for consultations. You
okay, I appreciate it. All right, well, hey, stand up, 213. I appreciate the phone call, man. You stay tight on your pickups and everything. Thank you for the call. Good luck to you on your RSD bullshit. 786, what's your question real quick before I continue? What's up, 786?
Hello, how you doing, Steve?
What's your question, brother? How can I help you?
My question is, I respect everything you said, and I just want to know, how can I be a member of the man mindset?
Well, wait, brother, just go to the website and click on the membership. It's right there, brother, okay? Is there another question you have?
All right. No, that's all. Thanks for the game.
Thank you, sir. Respect to you. Guys, I got a question, 515-605-9373 is the number. Let's keep going, guys. Let me explain putting your bid in to help y'all understand how game works. See, gentlemen, the reason why there's no fear of rejection when you put your bid in is because you already know the steps that you're going to take before you even meet the woman. You already know the places you want to go. You already know what you're going to say, and you already know what you're going to do, and you're able to make adjustments on the fly based on what the woman does, because not every woman is going to go on a date with you when she first meets you. But as long as we have an understanding that we're going towards the intimacy, then I'm fine with it, okay? So what I'm saying to all you guys out there, see, here's the problem about the approaching and all that other stuff. We are too busy putting too much worth and value into women. That's why those pickup artists and that with that 213, that's why those guys, that's why they use pickup, because they don't value themselves. They worship women so much, they've got to come up with tactics to try to get women so they, what, can run behind them and beg them? No. Gentlemen, when you put your bid in, what you're saying is, I'm sorry, I got the thing up. Let me put that. I'm sorry, guys. I had that up while I was talking to you. I apologize. When you put your bid in, gentlemen, what you're saying is that I understand me so much that I just look to me for the answer. If I'm trying to get to 4, I don't have to use 2 plus 2. I can be 3 plus 1. I can be 8 minus 4. I can be 12 divided by 3. You see what I'm saying? I can always get to my 4. It doesn't matter how I get to my 4. I can always get to my 4 by what I say and what I do. And see, what happens for a lot of young men out here, and here's the problem. And this attaches to that pickup shit and all that other stuff. All this, hold on, let me grab 305. I got you 1 second. Hold on 1 second. The problem is that the one thing we try to get you guys to do that most guys don't tell you about is to be the only one of your kind. When you are learning pick up, you're learning from somebody who can't get motherfucking women. Because men that get women, we don't try to pick them up. We don't try to prove ourselves to the woman. Let me bring in 305 real quick before we keep going. Guys, I got a question. Put it in there. 305, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, Steve, man. Great to talk to you tonight, man. I'm one of the dudes you spoke to the other night. Just bought some of your products, which are great so far. I had a question because I recently went on two different dates, right? And I was up front at the beginning telling them I wanted something more intimate, right? So, yeah. During the date, they were like, you know, I'm not ready for this time of my life right now. I'm not ready to do this. So at that point, I left, you know what I mean? Where, you know, I just said bye, all right, cool, went
all right,
a long way.
Let's do one thing at a time. This is the best thing about being and putting your bid in. You already know what to do when this happens. See, here's the thing. You always got to prepare yourself for a woman that makes that statement. You got to prepare yourself for every statement that you can conjure up in your head that a woman can say to you that is negative. If she says she's not ready for this, where did she say this at? What were y'all doing when she said this to you?
Well, I invited her over to my studio on the beach. It's like a music studio. So we just
okay,
had
now, how long did you know her before you invited her over?
I had just met her for probably the second time.
Brother.
Yeah.
Y'all have got to stop trying to get women over to your place because it shows desperation and inexperience.
Mm-hmm.
What you want to do, brother, is put yourself in a position where she sees the value and worth in you, where she finds a way to come over to your place. When a woman realizes that you have game and that you know what you – see, the man that has game is not going to try to get her to the crib. He's going to position himself to make her want to get to the crib. To come. See, here's the thing, 305, that most guys can't even imagine. They can't imagine women love sex more than us. And they are not. Look, everything we watch in porn, a woman is capable of doing. And wait, let me ask you a question. When you watch porn, don't you see some of the baddest women doing some of the most raunchiest shit? Isn't that amazing?
Absolutely.
You see beautiful women doing some of the nastiest shit. So what's happening is a lot of guys can't connect that women want to fuck, but The problem is you got to understand judgments. Okay, let me break that down. This game for young men. Check it out. When you try to get a woman over to your place, what judgment have you placed on her?
That she's easy.
And right? And she's a whore. And she's a slut. That's a judgment you place on her when you're trying to get her over. Now listen to me. That's the problem. Now, I've always told you the rule. You don't call a stripper a stripper, a whore, or a slut a slut. You don't do that. What you do is you allow them to be the whores and sluts when they feel what? Sexually safe around you. They will see what guys don't understand. Women will find a way to fuck you. They'll find a way to get to your crib. They will, when they realize that, you know what? See, think about what you're saying, what you said earlier. You said slut and all those other things we were talking about, right?
Right.
What judgment are you placing on her? That means if she gives you the pussy, you're going to tell all your friends or you're going to show all the photos to your boys. That's the judgment that she's going to make on you when you're trying to get her to your crib. But it's also telling her that, where's this guy's experience at? I mean, has he ever been with a woman before? Now, please understand, even though she can do the brother, like I said, all that shit you see on porn, even though she's built and equipped to do all that stuff, right? She wants to feel sexually safe enough where she, here's the difference. Think about this. There is a difference between, this is why bid is important. There's a difference between a woman or you wanting to fuck a woman and a woman wanting to fuck you. Did you know that? There's a huge difference. You want to know what the difference, have you ever heard of those differences? What do you think the differences are?
I've heard you mention it before.
Okay.
But, so
when you want to fuck a woman, guess what you're doing? Begging, bartering, please, baby. Oh, please, give me a chance. Please, 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 please. And you know what? She'll do it, but it's just lay on my back, flip over. She's got other shit on her mind. She's thinking about blah, blah, blah. But when she wants to fuck you, it's like really, it's like ripping your clothes off, throwing you up against the wall, panting, moaning, grinding. It's two totally different things. Two totally different things. Because when they want to fuck you, oh, they ready to do all the nasty shit. Because why? The emotions and the body are in a connection. The emotions and body are connected. Sexual emotions and body, they're one. But when you're trying to fuck, it's just the body. It's not an emotional connection. See, what I'm trying to get you to have, see, that's why I didn't want you to bring her to your studio. I want you to position yourself to show her why she should be coming to your studio. Two totally different. See, a lot of guys don't look at the importance of putting your bid in. Okay? I want to show, like, follow Uncle on this. Why do you think I have the wine above my bed? Why do you think I have the different color shower lights? Why do you think I have the easel in my living room? All those things are pieces to show her an experience she's going to have when she chooses to have that experience. I'm not going to beg her. I'm not going to force her. I'm also going to show her the difference between me, because remember, all I'm doing is marketing, promoting, and selling me. You see what I'm saying? I'm not trying to fuck her, because fucking her is below me. Why would I, the person that creates worlds and universes in my mind, why would I whittle myself down to beg a woman to give me some pussy? Why would I do that to myself? Think about that. Why would I do that?
Only if you hate yourself. Only if you don't value.
What I'm saying is, if I am the creator of my reality, and how I move and how I think, and I'm building me up, do you really think that I'm going to beg for some fucking pussy? Because through my rehearsal, okay, My rehearsals and my sound checks are the reason. My sound check of my music in my house, the sound checks of how my apartment's set up, the sound checks of where the places I go, the rehearsals of the things that I do for me. I'm only building for myself, but I'm also going to position. I'm never going to beg. I'm never going to plead. I'm never going to say, you know, let me take you out and give me. No, no, no. I'm going to show you what it's like to be with me, but I'm also going to show you what it's like when I'm not around. How is that? Because the impression that I make on the woman when I get done talking to her, I'm going to make her smile, make her blush, I'm going to make her laugh, I'm going to make her think, and I'm going to make her react. Now, think about how many – think how, most guys can't even do one or two of those things, right? So if I'm doing those things, who do you think she's thinking about all day?
You.
Right. And if she's thinking about me, and guess what? And I'm taking away her insecurities, who do you think she's coming back to for more? What drug dealer you think she's coming back to?
The one who got that fire.
Huh?
The one who has that fire.
Right, but you got to build the fire, though. See, where you went wrong is you say, okay, let's go back to my studio for what? What is she going back to your studio for?
Well, the thing is, the studio for me was a piece of that adventure because, you know, there's music there, you know what I mean? I had some wine,
no,
so it wasn't.
Okay, but what is the what we got to do is we got to look at the players on the board. What is the perception that you're giving her by asking her, someone you don't know anything about, let's go come over to my studio? What do you think she's thinking?
See, I thought she was thinking.
Okay, wait. That's our biggest part. See right there? We can't think about what somebody's thinking because we can't read their mind, can we?
Right, but at the same time, I didn't think about that. You know what I mean? Like
See, when you're putting
your bid in, you
got to think about. These are all the things that you've got to think about before you walk out that door. I want you. Okay, think about this for a second. Let's look at J. Cole, or let's look at. Or have you ever played video games?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. What do the video games do? What do? They say, okay, our game is coming out August 30th, right? They'll tell you that shit in maybe May. We got a game coming out August 30th. And what do? They build it up. They build it up. They build it up to a point where they release it at midnight. Guess who the fuck is in line? Same thing with the Jordans. The new Jordans are coming out. Build it up. Build it up. To a point where they want that shit so bad, they will wait in fucking line to get it because they see value in it, right?
Right, or their friends told them about it.
Right, it's the same thing about putting your bid. You're building yourself up to have her salivate to say, I got to fuck them. And the beautiful thing about when they say they got to fuck you, their guy friends are going to be the ones that push them over the ledge. Hey, Ralph, can we talk? Hey, what's going on, Susie? You know what? I was talking to 305, and I know this guy, and, you know, I just want to say, don't do it. He's no good. He's bad. He's not good for you. Same thing. What did I tell you about the women? The same thing what do you think mommy and daddy have always told their daughters about the bad boys? Stay away from the bad boys.
Stay away.
Don't do it. Matter of fact, she calls her girlfriend up. Hey, girl, what's going on? I'm going to 305. Don't do it, girl. I'm not going to fuck him. I'm just going to hang out with him. No, girl, you know you want that dick. No, girl, we're just going to talk. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Have got to set a stand. See, the reason why women are the way they are is because of how we are to ourselves. We place them on such a high pedestal that what do the advertisements do when they want to sell something? They slap a woman on that motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem. Because the guys say that, oh, wow, if I drink that beer, I'll get that woman. If I wear those shoes, I'll get that woman. If I drive that car, I'll get that woman. Whatever it is right. they're selling, they put a woman's ass in front of that thing. Have you ever seen – it's very rare. When's the last time you saw a commercial with a woman that's like 500 pounds and shit?
Only when there's a contrast that would have fine in the same day.
I don't want to put your brain on that shit, but when's the last time, right? What I'm saying is this. We have never been taught to position ourselves. We've never been taught that we can have everything we want when we stop trying to make them more than what they are. Think about this 305. We're talking about an individual that wakes up every morning and looks in that goddamn mirror and doesn't even believe in herself. Oh, wrinkles, and I'm getting old, and oh, they pinch their fat, and I'm ugly, and they do that every day in that mirror. They don't even believe in themselves. But what do? We make them more than what they are. You see what I'm saying? We make them more than what they are. But as I said before, brother, shoe, dress, purse. Do the shoes, the dresses, or the purse ask the women to go to dinner?
No.
Do the shoes, dresses, and purse beg the women for her attention?
No.
Do the shoes, the dress, and the purse kiss her ass?
No, sir, not at all.
They just sit there in a position, and when the woman sees them, she's like, wow, that thing takes away my insecurities on how I feel about myself. That dress is going to make me what? Feel sexy. Those shoes are going to make me feel sexy. That purse is going to make me do that. And that makeup, all that shit. So why can't we? Why can't we be the ones to take away her insecurity? Where she invests in us. Where she spends money on you to spend. Where she's like, let me take you out to dinner. Let me buy you something for Christmas. Valentine's Day, either I cook for you or I'm going to take you out, and I got this nice lingerie to have. You see what I'm saying? A lot of us, when you asked her to come to your place, you shouldn't have done that. What you should have done is while you were talking to her, you made her smile, blush, moan, giggle, not moan, excuse me, and think. Because remember, what do women do the most? Women price shop, right? How many times you see a woman in a grocery store squeezing fucking cantaloupes and shit? You know, they just sit there and not. You know what I'm saying? They always price, you know what I mean? They always price shop and shit, right?
Trying to get the best.
So why not say that, you know what? You're not special to me without saying you're not special. Women can't take that kind of hit because all their life they're told they're special. But then when they run into a fucking man that's an asshole, you know what makes us an asshole? Because you know what? We ain't kissing their asses. That's what makes us an asshole. Look, you know what? Hey, you're cute. So what? So is she. So what?
Exactly.
She's cute. What is so special about you that I should stop what I'm doing to spend time with you? Have you ever thought that way, my brother? Think about that for a second.
Absolutely. Ever since coming across your content and whatnot.
What I'm saying is that you didn't ride the wave long enough with the woman you asked over, because what did she say? I'm not ready for this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what did that mean? That means that she wasn't – she thought that you just wanted to fuck, and there was a judgment placed. See, you got to understand how it works. The first judgment is what she has on herself. And when you ask her to come to your place, it just reinforced the judgment of, you know what? He thinks I'm just a slut and a whore. Now, listen to me. They do slutty and whore things, okay? They will, as I said before, everything you see in porn, a woman is capable of doing, okay? but she's not going to do it for someone that judges her on what she does. And if you're asking her to come to your place and you don't even know her, what you got to ask yourself, 305, what judgment am I placing on the woman? Does that make any sense?
Yes, absolutely.
See, here's the thing. I understand you want her to come to your place. I get it. But wouldn't it be better if she came up with the idea of how, and I showed the guys in the chat room. Let me give you an example. Minding his own business, right? Old boy minding his own business. He didn't, let me show you. Hold on. Let's look at this mess right here. Where is it at? Is it this one? No, this one. Who reached out first? I'm just showing the guys the thing. If you look, he didn't even say anything about it. She reached out to him and say, I'm super horny. See that? See, what you understand is you don't have to beg them to come over. When she feels sexually safe, that means what I'm saying is every woman out there that you guys know are doing some of the nastiest shit ever, and they clean themselves up, and they try to look a certain way. Now, for the new women that are coming in that from college, now the freshman ones, oh, they're ready to go. But they're looking for the sexual experience that's connected to the emotion, brother. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Remember, women, listen, our biggest problem is that people are being taught to think women think like men. Meaning that, oh, she must think like me, so well, come on over to my place. You don't do that. You show them what they're missing out on if they don't come to your place. Woo! Hold on. Did you hear what I just said? Hear what I just said?
Yeah, I did.
When is the last time? Right. You want to show her what she's missing out on. Because here's the thing. When she knows that you have experience and she knows that other women are trying to get at you or you have other women, that's where the competition happens. Because she knows if I'm not over there, who's over there? You see what I'm saying? If I text him and he's busy, what is he doing? Why isn't he answering my question? And you know what? Wait, check it out. What is he doing? Why isn't he answering the phone? What is he up to? And, wait, what's going on here? And then guess what? She begins She begins to place different types of judgments on herself. And who is the reinforcement? Hey, call her girlfriend up. You know, I messaged him, and he didn't answer his phone. Why didn't he answer his phone? Well, what should I do? Should I message him? Oh, girl, don't double text him. Don't double text him. Okay, I won't, but it's been you ready? It's been 35 minutes. It's been 40 minutes. It's been an hour. It's been 2 hours. Why isn't he talking to me? What should I? Let me call my friend. Guy friend, what should I do? I know a friend of a friend that's trying to talk to this guy, and he didn't. Oh, he's probably fucking some girl right now. Oh, my God, why isn't it me? And they will keep checking their fucking phone, waiting to get back. And they know they shouldn't double text you and all that other stuff. But that's the position I'm trying to put all you guys in. Where she is missing out. When a woman feels like she's missing out, that's when they start to move differently. But how is she missing out when you're sitting around? Okay, listen. If 99.99999% of guys out there say, come over to my place, come to my place, come to my place, come to my place, right? Come to my place, go to my place. And then there's that one guy that's like, nah, no, you got to prove yourself to me before you even come over. Listen, before you even get my time, my kisses, and this dick, what the fuck do you bring to the table? Who do you think she's going to be thinking more of?
Who do you think she's going to be thinking more of?
Yeah, because see, here's the thing. I'm not saying that these women don't want to fuck. Okay, when you say come to my place, the problem is it's the judgment that comes with it. You see what I'm saying? It's yes, not that they don't want to come over. It's the judgment that's attached to the coming over. And that's what stops them from coming over because they think that you think, okay, think about, she's already insecure about her body, her looks, her skin, and all that other shit, right? She's already got those insecurities, right? And then here you are trying to be nice and all of a sudden, hey, come over to my house. What, am I just a piece of, am I, what, do you just see me as a slut? Remember, see, she's making the judgment, no. Right? But even though you might not see her as a slut, or you might, however you feel, you trying to get her over to your place. You don't remember that I always have taught you guys, you've got to marinate the pussy. You can't. My mentor always, when I was 9 years old, even when I was nine, my mentor always talked to me about fucking James Bond. Have you ever seen James Bond be like, hello, my name is Bond. James Bond, bitch, come over to my house so you can suck my dick. Have you ever seen him do that before?
Nah.
What does James Bond do? Hey, my name
James
is Bond.
Kick
back, right? Kick back.
Yeah.
Chill, ladies laughing and all that other shit to a point where she's like, I got to fuck this guy. Isn't that true? Get that knock on the door. Get that knock on the door. Hello, James. Are you? Can I come in? my boy's like, all right, we about to fuck. Come on in. Hey, but he never pushes it because he's charismatic, because he's smooth and he's in control of his hormones. And listen, this is what I want to say to all you guys out there listening. It's not bad to want to fuck women. I don't want to make you feel like I'm trying to shame you for wanting to have sex. That's not the problem. The problem is your knowledge of sex and knowledge of women are off kilter because all you're doing is approaching. Knowledge of women and knowledge of sex is simply this. Women will do everything off of their emotions. Everything off of their emotions. Knowledge of sex is you never go for the pussy between their legs. That's all y'all do. Y'all are aiming the wrong way. You aim for what's between their ears because what's between their ears accesses everything. You have access to everything. But we think that, oh, man, I want to fuck so bad, which isn't bad. I'm not saying it's not a bad thing, guys, to want to have sex. Because here's the thing, guys. She wants to have sex, too. She just doesn't want to feel like a slut after she has sex with you because that's how women are. Now listen. Now, if you make her feel sexually safe and she feels slutty, it ups the ante of how dirty she gets. Does that make any sense, brother?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But see, that's where guys go wrong.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, we gotta have both of them. But at the same time, I guess it was a gray area for me because I don't live at the studio. You know what I mean? It's a music studio,
Okay, I know you don't live at the studio. But your studio is a secluded place where it's more of a one-on-one. Remember, there's no safety. You're a complete stranger. I don't feel safe enough around you to be one-on-one because I don't know you. I mean, that's what guys don't get. It's different with guys.
Right.
When you meet a guy, you're like, hey, dude, what's going on? You mean y'all connect. You know, y'all guys. You know, hey, what's up, man? Let's have some beers. And da-da-da-da-da, right? Women
right.
don't operate that way because they have to be careful because they can't just go over somebody's house. They might not come home They can't go over someone's house. They might get chained. I'm not saying it. I'm not wishing bad. I'm not saying all, but women are on edge because they don't know what's going to happen to them if they go to a place that they don't even know you. It's a safety mechanism. You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely. But you know what? I can verify about what you're saying because she kissed me and whatnot, but at the same time she was just like, you know what I mean? It wasn't that safety there. So
wait,
she
so
like,
she was
I do find you attractive.
Yeah, was she at your place when you kissed her? Where did you kiss her at?
At the studio.
Right. You know what I would have done? Studio. Okay. All right. How long was you at the studio for?
There for like 45 minutes.
You know what it'll fuck your head up? You had her at the studio. She was there for 40. You had her for 45 minutes. What would she think at the 40th minute mark? You say, you know, it's getting late. Let me go ahead and take you home. Or let me walk you to your car. Do you know how you would have fucked your head up? let me tell you something. Guys don't know about stock, game as a stock. I always tell guys, when you're having the best time with a woman on the first date and everything's going good, and even though you feel that this could be the chance I get to get the puss, I mean, everything's working perfect, you cut the date off and you send her on her ass. No, I'm serious. You cut the date and you send her ass home. Why? Because it will fuck her up. It will, because here's the problem with guys. They hang around, like even guys that approach women, you won't believe this. They will hang around as long as they possibly can because they think if I just hang around 5 more minutes, that's going to change her mind and I'll be able to take her to my place. That's how the motherfuckers think and shit.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is that when things are going good with a woman, y'all laughing, y'all are giggling, y'all having a great time. Well, you know what? It's really nice. You know what? Let me go ahead and take you to your car. And you know what's great about these women that want to keep it going? Oh, well, you want to end it? You see that? See what I'm saying? You see that? Remember, look.
Yeah.
I'm saying that we're having a great time. I don't mind taking you. Hey, look, I know, man, brother, let me tell you how many, look, at this game, I get them and we're either at Lake Spread your ass cheeks or we're at motherfucking the corner of your face of the pillow, your ass up in the air, and we're having a great time and we're laughing, all other stuff. And I cut that shit off. I say, you know what? I'm going out there. It's getting, hey, guess what? I'm going to act like the bitch, but it's not a bitch move. You know what? It's getting late. So let me go ahead and walk you to your car. What woman has ever heard that shit? They're so used to the guys pushing it. They're not used to being rejected. And what do you get? Oh, you got somewhere else to go? Or what, you're not having a good time?
Yeah.
Or, you know, all these things, right?
Yeah.
That's what I want. And here's the thing. When I say that, now we get to the car. That's what I do, the kissing 101. I do a little bit of kissing 101. I do a little bit of the making out. I do a little bit of five play with a clothes on all at one time with a little bit of dirty talk in her ear. I just mix that shit up. But what does that lead to? It's oh my God, I don't want nobody to watch. Let's go into the car, into the back seat. Then from the back seat, oh my God, let's get up. Do you know a place where we can go? Or can we go back to your place? I want her to say that shit. I'm not pushing. All I'm doing, 305, all I'm doing is positioning myself. I'll never say let's go back to my place. I'll never say let's go back to your place. But what I will hear is, you ready? Why didn't you ask me to come back to your place? Why do we? Do you really want to end it right now? And that's game right there. See, most guys are doing this. I'm going to push it. I'm going to keep pushing it. And come on, girls, push it.
Let's
go back. Come on, let's push it. But she's like, stop. I mean, can you stop it? Are you just leaving? You know, so they get all that shit, right?
Yeah.
Right? They get all in their fucking feelings and shit. Stop it, I told you no, and all that. You know what? Just take me home, right? All that shit, right?
But, yeah, or even worse, just a non-reciprocating body.
We're into it. No, I told you to stop it, right? All that shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
What happens when we kissing and all that other stuff, then all of a sudden She take her hand out and grab your ass cheek or rub your dick or some shit like that. You're like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and let you go home. Why? Why? Is something wrong? Well, look, you ready for this? I don't want you to start something. I mean, I don't want to start something that you ain't ready to finish.
Mm.
See that?
Yeah.
Who says I'm ready to finish? All right. If you want to go there, come on. Follow me home. Come back. what guys don't understand, they don't set themselves to let the woman make the decision. See, when the woman makes the decision, it's right. It's the perfect decision. It's what I want to do. See, so many guys are trying to force the decision. I want her to recognize what she wants to do, and I'm not trying to manipulate her. I'm not trying to play games with her. She decides what she wants to do. And that goes into their dirty side. Because when she realizes, not that I'm a gentleman, but I don't judge. See, that's the key. He is not judging me at all. Because, look, some women just might want to kiss. See what I'm saying? And that's just enough for the night for them. But for the guy, he thinks kissing means, oh, I can get her to my place. So then he's already then placing a judgment on her that because she kissed me, she wants to fuck me, and that's not the truth. That's not like that for every woman. But when you're kissing a woman and you stop it, and you tell her, you know what, all right, I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up, you fucker. See, they're not – dog, if her reality – is desperate guys, you bend and break her reality when you say goodbye to her versus her saying, because what is she used to all of her life? It's getting late. Okay, that's enough. Okay, I got to go. That's all they say, right? When's the last time they ran a motherfucker that said, you know what? All right, man, I'm going to holler at you. Hey, it's a great night. Hey, it was a great night. I enjoyed it. I'm serious. I'm trying to show you, okay, this is part of the bid. It's a great night. See, what you guys don't realize, when you have experience, you're not putting the woman on the pedestal. You're knocking her off the pedestal, really, because you're saying that you're sexy, you're a great kisser, but I got to go. I got to go. They can't even fathom anybody saying to them goodbye. See, okay, think about this. The fastest way you guys can get sex from a woman is by doing two of the biggest things with your bid that comes with your bid. And that is saying no to a woman and being able to walk the fuck away. You know what? Hey, you know, I got a good idea. Why don't we go to Lake Spread Your Ass Cheek Sunday around 8 o'clock where it's real cool. We can walk around, feed the ducks, and get to know each other in a more intimate way. Well, I don't know. Well, you know what? Hey, it's nice knowing you. Wait, what's wrong? No, it's cool. I just don't want to fuck your time. I look, I see that you're not interested. And I see that you're not interested. Well, I just said I didn't know. No. You want, because as I told you before, I told you I'm looking for character. Goes right back. And you ready?
Yeah.
And I want a woman that knows what she wants, and apparently you don't, and it's cool. Mm. When is the last time a woman has heard a motherfucker check her like that? She's never heard that shit before. Because you know what she's so busy doing? I'll think about it, crumb, or I don't know, and I'm not sure. And you know what the guys do? Okay. Is let me know when you know, and we'll go from there. Are you serious? Let me tell you something. If you, and again, this is part of the bid. If you say, I don't know, maybe, I'm not sure, I'll think about it, I'll get back to you. I'm gone. I'll tell you. I'm going to tell you off the bat, you know what? You take care. I don't want to waste your time. I don't want to waste your time. Do you know how it fucks up a woman to hear that shit? Because she's so used to okay, she's not used to being checked for her behavior, and the only ones that check her behavior are motherfuckers that have experience. See, when you show them you don't need them, that's when they want you. But if all you doing is needing them, come to my place, come over, they know they don't want you at that point because they've already got you. That's how game is. And that's why you shouldn't approach. See, when I put my bid in, I'm saying that, okay, who are you? And why should I place you on my roster? Let me look at your resume and see where I can place you. Can you cook breakfast? Okay. Lunch. Dinner? We'll check on that. How are your fingers? Can you massage? Can you do laundry? Can you fold clothes? Can you do dishes? Can you vacuum? I'm looking for team players that understand that they're not the only one. And the crazy thing about women is that they are very fucking competitive. See, they don't want the guys that don't have women. They want the guys that have women because they know that guy that has a bunch of women has something about him that the women want him for, right? Versus the guy that says, well, I'm single. I ain't got nobody right now. Hey, do you know how many times a woman's called me a liar? Like, I always say around sucker me season, around November and shit, I always like to clean off my roster and cut women off and shit, right? Do you know how many women I tell women I ain't got nobody call me a fucking liar? I'm not seeing anybody right now. Oh, you're lying. Oh, see, you're lying to me. How many women do you have? Oh, I'm serious. I ain't got no women. Oh, you lie. Dude, it's the greatest feeling in the world where you can tell a woman the truth that you don't have women, and they think you're lying. They really think you're actually lying. Oh, no, I ain't got no women right now. You lie. How many? Come on now, Steve. How many women do you have? I ain't got no women. And see, the thing is that I'm always laughing and smiling like this, and they think that I'm lying because it's so funny to me that I'm telling them. Because if I had women, I would tell them. And if I don't have any. That's how game works. But because I put my bid in, I'm saying that I am special. My crib is special. My time is special. And I'm not going to waste it on anybody that just brings their body to the table. And see, that's the difference in the game that a lot of people don't understand. A lot of people are stuck on they just want to fuck. And that's why I keep telling you guys, I'm not here to knock you because you want to have sex. Okay, gentlemen, I'm not here to knock you for that. I'm just saying for you guys out there that when you don't make it about sex, you're going to get it faster. And it's weird because, see, a lot of guys fake like it's not about sex, but women can read between the lines. But I'm not trying to make it about sex because I don't want to fuck you. Listen, I do not want to fuck you at all. I keep telling y'all guys that this is a different place. I don't want to fuck women. I want to position myself to show them why they should fuck me. That's where the game is at. Why would I want to run behind a woman and beg for pussy? Why? Why run behind them? What is so special about her? Why would I run behind her and kiss her ass? You see what I'm saying? But see, that's what... When you put your bid... See, let me tell you why how cold bid is. I'm going to give you an example of how cold it is, okay? So when you set up a date, how did you set up a date? How would you set up a date with a woman?
I would give her an exact time and date, location that I'd like to meet her. And
right. So give an example. So yeah. You're talking to the woman. Walk me through it. You're talking to the woman. How would you set it? Let me hear how you set it up.
Okay, so let me. I can pull up my message from this one that this girl is just talking
okay,
about.
Okay.
So I mentioned it to her when I was actually talking to her in person. So I said at the same time. Okay, so at the same time, I want to meet up and enjoy some wine with you. I'd be able to meet you 7:30 on Monday, and we can hit Carlin 71st in the beach and have a little music studio there. How's that for you? And then she's like, that sounds good to me. And then I said, that was a late text. So I followed up the next day because I wasn't able to respond. Say, hey, hope you're having a great week. I'm hearing that now. I should be there. Oh, no, that was that day. So I was just telling her I was running a little bit behind. But then, that's how I set it up.
All right. So that's good, but it can be great. See, right. One thing guys don't understand about women is they very detailed. Women love details. Women love details. Women love stories. Okay? They love that, right? Let me give you an example.
Absolutely.
Yo, baby, Hey, baby, you know what? I know this nice jazz club on the corner of my dick on your forehead, my balls on your mouth. Where it's a great jazz club. It's a beautiful, intimate setting where they play the best jazz. And I think one of the best songs I love is My Balls in Your Mouth. I mean, I just love that song. But you know what I love so much about it is? It's a very intimate setting, and it gives us an opportunity to get to know each other with some nice food. Nice music, not food. But what I also like about it is the cheese board that goes with the wines. You see what I'm saying? And you know what? I would love to spend a little quality time with you Saturday night if you're free. And wait, two different ways. Well, I'm not sure. Okay, well, then you take care, and I will talk to you later. Is that got that shit off, right? Or, you know what? You know what I want to do? You know, after talking to you and everything, I know this great mom and pop ice cream parlor, right? I know this great. Let me find it. I know this great mom and pop ice cream parlor that I would love to take you to, because you know what I love about that is the fact that the ice cream is it's to die for. You got to check it out. But you know what I love the most about it is it's going to give me and you an opportunity to get to know each other, because what I'm trying to see is what's behind that smile. And I want to take you out, let's say Saturday, 8:00.
Mm-hmm.
Let me show y'all game above game. See, the one thing y'all don't do that I'm going to teach y'all eventually is you got to do your sound checks. People don't even know. People have never been told about sound checks. Nobody talks about that shit. When I'm saying as far as a sound check, when I go and I pick out a venue in which is going to be one of my dating spots, I got to do the sound check. I got to make sure there's an intimate area. I got to know the band. If it's jazz, I'm saying the jazz club. I've got to know the band of the jazz club. I've got to know the intimate area. I got to know the bar. I got to know the waitress, the bartender. I got to know everybody in that motherfucker, because I'm going to go there so many times that, you know, how cold is it going to be when the waiter comes up to me? Hey, how you doing, Mr. Williams? She'll like Chardonnay or whatever the fuck, right? Okay, and he walks off. She's like, wait, he didn't take your order. Oh, he already knows my order. How cool is that, right? Where they know you so much. Where they know you so much, they already know your order. Where you can walk up to the band and say, you know what, I want to introduce my girl to you. Hey, this, you remember the song Balls in Your Mouth? Well, this is the band that plays the song, right? I want you to meet them. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, most guys don't ever think about setting themselves up to be seen as wow, who is this guy? All we've been taught to do is run behind and kiss her ass. Run behind and beg her, plead, and try to get her over to our place. Women can't handle no. And women can't handle a man walking away. See, here's the problem with a lot of guys. They try to get with a woman, she's bullshitting. Try to get with the woman, she's bullshitting some more. And then after a year later, they want to finally walk away because they had enough. She's like, all right, so what? But what happens when she meets a man that says, you know what? You're wasting my time. Bye. I don't want to waste your time. You know how what kind of a dent it leaves her? Because I'm not calling her a bitch, and I'm not saying she ain't shit. I'm just saying you're wasting my time. And the thing about me, as I told you in the beginning, your character is everything to me. Because if you ain't got character, then I can't mess with you. See, most of you guys don't see it right now because a lot of you guys, y'all just want pussy so bad because you haven't had it. But once you start getting it, you're gonna start making different decisions on women, not based off of their body. It's based off of what they can do for you. When I put my bid in, that means I know how to approach any woman anytime, any place. You want to know why? Because I know the same script. I just know what I need to say. I'm going to present and position myself and let her know where I'm at. The one thing, because most guys don't even tell women why they come over. They just say, hey, how you doing? Well, let's change information. And what is that?
Right.
No experience. Nope. This is why I came over here. This is what I want to do. Call me. That's it. Oh, well, I don't call guys. Take my number. Okay, got your number. And guess what? When I'm ready to talk to you, hey, this is Steve. I met you at Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks. Get back at me. Oh, how you doing? Okay, now you said, hey, you know what? I know this great place. Blah, blah, blah. Let's go out. And listen. Here's the thing y'all got to understand, because this is why I put on your bid, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, and then there's 1A, 2A, 3A, 4A, meaning this, gentlemen. I'm going to lead her. Now, if I ask her to go out with me to a place and she says no, as long as we're going towards intimacy, I'm fine. But if you're giving me the no and you're not giving me a reason behind that, I'm letting you go. See, I'm quicker to cut them off than keep them around, because my expectations of me is such at a high, because listen, I know me. I know what I want. And see, this is where a lot of guys go wrong. A lot of guys base everything off of sex. Women are emotional. Two totally different streets here. Now, once you get past the emotions or that first wave of emotions, what do you hit second? Sexuality. But it's the emotions first, sexuality second. Like when you go on a first date, how many women you went on a date with? They just, well, you know, I'm a good girl and I just eat a salad and water. You know, you got that, right? And then when you really get close, like, I want that dick and I want to suck. Well, I'm going to play with the ball. You're like, oh my God, you, who the fuck are you, right? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We have to start learning that women judge off of emotions first. Sex is second. But because a lot of these men are taught that women are like men, they put the sex in front of the emotions, which then makes the woman feel like what? Remember the judgment. What does it make her feel like? A whore, a slut, and all that other stuff. Even though she will do slutty things, She's only going to do those things for someone she trusts to do those things with, because she knows if she does it with that guy, he's not going to judge her. But see, a lot of young men are so, this is why they, see, this is why they run game. Because a lot of guys out there, all they do is place the judgment. So she's thinking this, oh, you want to play? Let's play. Oh, you want to play? You want to fuck me? Let's see who gets fucked. You see what I'm saying? Somebody's going to get fucked in this thing, and it ain't going to be me. You ain't fucking me. I'm about to fuck you, meaning I'm going to take your money. I'm going to make you pay bill. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying to you, because I got 15 minutes, but what I'm saying to you is that where you went wrong is you had her come to the studio. Now, even though she went, I think that you pushed the pin. I didn't say you pushed it hard, but there had to be an uncomfortable moment for her to say that I'm not ready. You see what I'm saying?
Does that make you get the whole experience. Yeah.
Right.
Get the whole experience,
right. Right. But see, if you would have done this, this is why I tell you, this is how cold the game is. All you got to do is position the wine above your bed, the shower lights. All you got to do is position these little things around. And while you're using voice messages, text messages, and video messages, she's going to keep pressing that damn telephone like this, because she's going to be so intrigued by the fact of listening to your voice. Like when she's having a bad day and you make her feel good, that's a drug right there. But she can always listen to that over and over and over again. But do you know they will masturbate to your videos? I don't even know that. They will masturbate to your videos. But they ain't going to tell you that shit, not off the bat, but yeah. But they listen, we want women to act like they are in porn, but we don't position ourselves to unlock that door. We're too busy saying, come to my place. I want you. But this is what I don't understand about young men today. Why the fuck would a woman go over a stranger's house? I mean, think about that. Why, she doesn't know you. Why would she go over to your place and she doesn't even know you? Now, I'm not saying some won't, but you even got to be careful about the ones who do. Man, let me tell you something. And again, I'm not saying this happens all the time. It's a very low thing that happens. But some women, when they find out that you got paper or something, they'll go over your place. But guess who else is coming over? Those group of guys are going to rob you. There you go. You just got to be careful, 305. You see what I'm saying? So what's the last conversation you had with her?
It was that when she was at the studio, and then I was like, you know,
How long ago was it?
It was probably a week, a little less than a week.
And send that motherfucker an email saying, you know what, I was just thinking about your lips. That's it. Send her a message.
Okay.
Yeah, listen, remember, you have nothing to lose right now and everything to gain. Just tell her you was thinking about her lips, kissing her lips. She's just thinking about it. Send that to her. See, the problem is when she said she wasn't ready, you should have known that she wasn't ready, and you should have sent her ass on her way. Would be more apt to come over a second time. Here's a little bit of game. If she comes over, don't push sex unless she pushes it first. Now, the thing that most guys don't understand about women, they will gradually roll into it. Maybe it might be hugging and kissing first, right? And then you send her home. She comes over again, hugging, kissing, touching. Send her home. She comes. It steps, but you got to be cooler than the other side of the pillow. That's what the bid is all about. The bid is saying that I want to fuck me. I'm so bad. I just want you to see why you should fuck me. Because I'm not talking to you because I'm going to run behind you. I'm talking to you because today is your lucky day. You have just met a man. You have just met the man that you are going to fall head over heels for. How many guys think that way about themselves?
Not many.
Not many, right? Because they don't believe. Because when you don't believe in you, you approach women. When you believe in yourself, you put your bid in because is it really my loss if you say no? Wait. I can make your toes curl in your mind. I can fuck you a million ways and I can touch you without touching you. Is it really my loss? How do I lose if I'm doing what I want to do?
It's a win-win.
Right. How is there a rejection?
There really.
When you start talking to beautiful women every damn day, it goes away. People just don't understand it. You should never look at a woman and say, "Damn, she fine as fuck." If you're still doing that right now, you need work. What you should do is like, "Oh, hey, let me go ahead and talk to her." See that? Hey, let me go ahead and talk to her. That's it. You see, when you see a beautiful woman, you should already be beelining over there to talk to her. It's not even, but see, when you don't know yourself, you're like, "Hey, you're beautiful." What kind of pressure are you putting on yourself? I got to perform right. I've got to say the right thing. And if I don't say the right thing, I'm going to get rejected, right? Think about all that pressure you put on yourself. But if you just talk to women, and listen, guys, I'm telling you, it's like sport, man. It's like, "Hey, how you doing? No, I got a boyfriend." "Okay, you have a nice day." "Hey, how you doing?" "No, I'm not interested." "Oh, have a nice day." "Hey, what's up?" "Excuse me." You don't see it until you start putting, if you change up. When you start putting your bid in, you change the game. Because guess what the woman sees at that point? Arrogant, confident, and someone that can't be moved. She can't figure out, "Why aren't you panting over me? Why aren't you worshiping me? Why aren't you running behind me? Who the fuck do you think you, what do you mean me call you? Who the fuck do you think you are? You think you're God's gift to women? Who the fuck do you think you are?" I'm going to go ahead and call this motherfucker. I'm saying to all you guys, stop approaching. Because when you approach, you don't know what you're doing. You don't know. But when you put your bid in and you rehearse, I'm saying when you get into the mirror every morning, "Hey, how you doing?" "Hey, how you doing?" "Hey, I like to introduce myself. My name, how you doing?" That's rehearsing. Listen, guys don't even do that shit. You sit there in the morning, brush your teeth and all this other shit and stuff. You never take a moment to just take a toothbrush out. "Hey, how you doing? How you doing? My name is Steven. Your name is?" "Well, you know what? I was walking over here. You know what? I saw those eyes and everything." And you just look at you watch you performing. And you do it every goddamn day. You washing your motherfucking ass in the shower and shit. "Hey, what's going on? My name is Steve. How you doing?" And you keep doing it. I'm serious. You sitting on the toilet and everything, reading magazines. "Hey, how you doing? My name is Steve." I'm not bullshitting you. See, y'all guys don't understand putting bid in. Because when you believe in yourself and what the fuck you're saying, you'll be able to say it to anybody and not give a fuck. Because you've done what? Rehearsed it. most of you guys have never looked at yourselves in a mirror and started approaching your goddamn self. Hey, how you doing? And you look, okay, wait, shit, I'm cheesing too much. Let me try it again. Hey, how you doing, man? You see what I'm saying? You're looking at yourself in the fucking mirror in the comfort of your own home. Nobody's watching you, okay? Nobody's, it's just you alone with yourself. But this is the most crucial time because you are rehearsing what you're going to do as soon as you see that woman to a point when you have it locked down. Oh, it's go time because you've got it here. You see what I'm saying? You've got it right here. And you're not thinking about how pretty she is. You're not thinking about how many boyfriends she has or what do I have to do? Oh, my God, she's so beautiful. You're like, shit, hey, how you doing? You just go with it. That's putting in your bid. Because see, gentlemen, remember this. You can never call yourself a loser and you can never reject yourself if you do the thing that you want to do. The thing that kills you guys is that you want to do it, but because you're approaching, you talk yourself out of it. But when you put your bid in, you're saying that, man, you know what? Now you're not saying this to the woman, but you're thinking this to yourself. God damn it, I took the form of man. I came down from the mound of ass and titties, took the form of man, and I'm going to give you the opportunity to be with a man that's going to make your motherfucking toes curl mentally. Because I've already got it mapped out. See, that's the beginning. But just like I was telling you in the beginning, if I already know what I'm going to do in the beginning, in the middle, and after, I just go to work because I know that as soon as we exchange information, I already know the steps that I'm going to take. I don't have to say, well, what am I going to do? Because I know the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to tell her the story how we met. Because I'm an arrogant motherfucker. Because I'm telling her, this is what I was doing. And I saw you. And it was at that point, I had to make a decision. Do I continue to go do what I was doing and let you miss out on the opportunity with a great guy? Or do I just go ahead and bite your neck and take you up the tree? How fucking arrogant is that? But you know what? It's already set up because that's part of putting my bid in. I know when I put my bid in, I'm going to make you smile. I'm going to make you blush. I'm going to make you smile. And I'm going to make you think and react because that's part of my bid. Because I'm creating me. What I'm trying to show you guys, if we take the woman out of the element of your bid and you just learn to talk and approach women the way you want to do it, that takes away the insecurity, the rejection, and the fears because all you're doing is following your script. You see her, go time. You're not thinking about her ass. You're not thinking about her titties. You're not thinking about rejection. You say, look, I'm just going to give you opportunity to suck my dick. That's it. Does that make any sense, caller? 305?
Absolutely. Yeah, thank you, Steve. Appreciate it.
All right, let me throw you back. Let me holler at my guys real quick and stuff like that a few more times before we wrap up. Dang, but good call, man. Let me go ahead and throw you back in. Thank you, 305.
All right, peace, brother.
Brother, but what I'm saying to all you guys out there, this is crucial for all you guys listening. All you guys out there listening, this is all crucial for you. At the end of the day, gentlemen, you all are going to have a choice. All you guys out here. After this show is over, all I want you to do, all you guys listen to me, after this show is over, take a moment and ask yourself, what if I stop approaching women and start cultivating how I need to approach all women and just do what it is I set out to do for myself. And not, see, fuck the result. I don't, listen, you will never lose when you do what it is you want to do. The only reason most of you lose is because you set out to do something and you just don't do it. You see a woman that you like and you just don't approach it because it's not the right time. Fuck that. Fuck that. What I'm saying to all you men out here, the only way you're going to be able to do this is to have a belief in yourself. And it's hard to believe in yourself when you don't know yourself. When you can't, when you don't understand that man in the mirror enough to say, you know what, I got your back. It's you and me. So come on, let's take two. Let's do this. Okay, here's a scenario. She's sitting down. Go. Hey, how you doing? Okay, that didn't work out. Let's try it again. Hey, stop smiling, motherfucker. Calm down. I'm talking about talking to yourself this way. I know y'all think I'm crazy, but how many of you ever did this in the mirror? Guys, the reason why most of y'all love certain kind of actors or actresses, or more actors or whatever, is because of how they learn the script. And I'm not saying a robotic no. What I'm saying is this is what I want to say, but this is why I'm saying it. This is what I want to do next, and this is why I'm going to do this, because I'm going to get this. And this is what I'm going to keep doing to lead the woman where I want to go, but where you want to go cannot be your place. I know it's hard to hear that shit, but it can't be your place. Okay? What I'm saying is this, okay? But your soul is real. What's, change your mind about not doing these sessions and going in. Wait, what's this? What? I don't understand. Wait. What's change your mind about doing these sessions? I don't understand the question. What I'm saying to you, I don't understand the question. You got to rephrase before I wrap this up. But what I'm saying to you guys, listen to me. All you guys, listen to me. You can keep approaching and keep failing and keep worrying and keep feeling the rejection and keep beating yourself up. Or there's an alternative by making it about you. Call me. Let her know why you came over there. Direct her. When you begin to put your bid in, you're showing the woman that you don't operate like the average guy that runs behind women. You're not going to kiss a woman's ass. You're not going to beg. You're just going to put your bid in. And here's the thing that I want you to do, guys, when you try this, okay? This is what I want you guys to do. I want you guys to do the thing that I used to tell you probably 15 years ago. I think it's 15 years ago. What I want you to do, the first thing I want you to do when you start the process of putting your bid in, put your bid in to get rejected. Let's get that shit out of the way. You put your bid in with every woman and you do it to get rejected. Because the only way you're going to kill that part of you is facing that motherfucker. So you know what? I'm going to put my bid in. And when you get rejected, she says no, or she says she has a boyfriend. What I want you to do that first time is I want you to take yourself out for a beer or a drink. Celebrate the no. Celebrate it. See, you guys, when you approach women and they say no to you, it ruins your fucking day. Some of your week, you just, man, fuck, I don't even want to talk to women now because I feel like shit. Listen, I want you to celebrate yourself for starting to love yourself and making everything about you. You're not celebrating the rejection. You're celebrating you. And so many of you don't celebrate yourselves. So many of you guys out here don't push yourselves and believe in yourselves enough where you're guys, listen. Guys, I promise you, I'm going to do everything I can to get y'all to not care. Y'all got to get that shit out your system. I want to get you guys to stop giving a fuck about women and give more of a fuck about yourself, where you create your own reality. Oh, my God, it's beautiful. Guys, when you create your own reality and you create how you approach women, and you create how you make women smile, and you create. See, the one thing that a lot of you guys don't do that hurts you is, when is the last time you worked on you? Sure, you can watch YouTube videos and all that other stuff, but that's not working on yourself. When is the last time you went in that motherfucking mirror and rehearsed how you approach? You rehearsed what you got to say. And even if you got to write that shit on a piece of paper and keep going over and over and over and keep going over and over and over and over and over again. And then when you're done, keep going over and over and over and over and over and over and over. You never stop until you get that shit locked down to a point where this is when you stop learning. Okay? This is when you stop learning. You stop learning when you see a woman and you just do it. But until then, you got to keep doing it. And that means every morning you wake up and you look in that mirror. Okay, well, this is what I'm going to say to a girl, and this is how I'm going to approach her, and this is what I'm going to say. Okay, I've got my script down. All right, take one. You look in that motherfucking mirror. You look dead in that mirror. Say, okay, it's time. I got you, right? You got me? All right, got you. Okay, let's do it. And have fun with it. And see, a lot of guys listen to me right now saying, "Steve, that's weird, man. Why would I do? Man, look, I'm telling you, I'm just trying to simplify putting your bid in. You've got to stop approaching women. You've got to stop. Stop approaching women. Stop kissing their asses. Stop making them special when you approach them, because nothing but fear and rejection is standing by you, waiting to just smash you when they say no. Or if they say yes, they're there to tell you, okay, you got her number or whatever, you exchange numbers, what are you going to do next? And you're like, oh, shit, what the fuck am I going to do? Okay. I'm going to get this last question right here, man. Let's go here. Okay, so whenever you come across a woman that mentions she's celibate, do you throw her back in the water? Guys, let me tell you. Not yet. Wait. Mark, great fucking question. Let me answer this, guys. Get your crayons out. Let me show you how it works. Always remember, every woman you run behind is allowed to say the statement that she's celibate because, gentlemen, remember, that's her belief. Okay, gentlemen, remember, a lot of women are going to have religious beliefs. A lot of women are going to have certain kind of beliefs in their standards. They're going to defend that shit. But you don't ever, Mark, attack the belief. Guys, So I was dating this Pakistan chick. I was doing security. And this chick, she was from Pakistan. And I was at security, at apartment security and shit. And she worked at the grocery store that's across from the apartment complex. So I kept running into it. Now, again, she's Muslim, all that shit, all that good shit, right? I never, and all the women, from the virgins to the ones that are celibate, to the ones that have their morals, their values, all the ones that said they don't want to do it. You want to know why they did do it? Because I never attacked the belief. Gentlemen, this game, peep game. You never attack the belief. See, most of you guys are like, yeah, okay, I'm gonna make you a notch on my belt. I'm gonna break. I know that you ain't trying to fuck, but I'm gonna get that. Mm-mm. You never attack the belief. I can't tell you how many women would say, you know what, I'm engaged, or you know what, I have a boyfriend, and all this other stuff. All right, I never attack the belief. See, when you attack the belief that she's celibate, she's going to keep reinforcing it, because the belief is going to drive the emotion at that point. Follow game right here. The belief will drive the emotion when you attack the belief versus attacking the emotion. How you change you never change the belief. Why? You don't do it. She does it. See, when a woman sees sexual value in you, she will change or find a loophole in the belief to let you in. You never, when a woman says she's celibate, I don't want you to throw her away. I don't want you to throw her away. I want you to show her what she's missing out on if she doesn't suck your dick. What is she missing out on if she doesn't fuck you? See, we are too smart, men, to sit around here and allow these women to run game on us. When is the last time you say, okay, look, you're celibate, right? What's up, Ism? Shout out to my dog, Ism. You're celibate, right? You're celibate. And you know what? I respect that. That's cool. I still want to get to know you in a more intimate way. Well, I just don't believe in having sex. All right, well, that's cool. And look, hey guys, am I mad? No. No rush, no foul, no harm. But while let me show you where you chip away. You chip away. Remember I told all you guys, rule of the vampire. The belief system is in the same place she's about to fucking invite you in. When she makes the conscious decision to invite you in, you're in the same, you might not be in the same room as that belief, but you're in the same house. Once you're inside on an emotional level where she makes a conscious decision where I trust you and things like that, no judgments, you don't judge or anything like that, and you're cool about my situation, what happens is, give you an idea. Oh, I'm having a bad day at work and it's just rough on me. It's me, Tyson. Hey, why don't you do this? You know what? Why don't you relax yourself? Go make a nice bubble bath. And I remember you liked this song, you know, my your dick on my forehead and my balls in your mouth song. I know you like that. So why don't you go take a nice bubble bath, relax yourself, and after you're done, give me a call. Guess what happens? She follows your instructions, and what does she do? You know what? I just want to say thank you very much. I appreciate the fact that, you know what, it's just, I just want to say thank you. I feel so good. And see, what I'm saying is that you're hitting it from within. So what happens if she says, or she's having a bad day and you send her the voice message? Hey, you know what? I got an idea. Why don't you do this? Why don't you go get some candles? Go ahead and make a nice bubble bath. Play your favorite song. Relax yourself. And then when you have a chance, just call me back later, okay? But other than that, stay safe, stay sexy, and I'll talk to you soon. You don't think she's playing that shit all night long or when she's feeling bad? So while she's doing that, you're working from within. And again, you're not trying to manipulate her, and you're not trying to force her to fuck you. You're showing her what kind of a person she's going to lose out on if she doesn't fuck you. Because all you're doing is stacking up your chips to say, see, when it's time, see, gentlemen, when it's time, oh, shit, you see what I'm saying. Okay, I'm sorry. I don't know what the fuck it is. Gentlemen, when it is time for you to say goodbye, she's not going to want to let you go, because the thing that is always going to override the belief, I don't have sex really soon, I'm not that kind of girl, I want to take my time, what's going to override that is emotions. Emotions are the only thing that overrides the belief system. Whatever her values and her beliefs are, never attack that. You always lose. Because when you attack the belief system, like you attack that pussy between her legs by trying to get her to your house,